Talk Radio.
Slow down.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette. And tonight, well, we have with me, of course, my co-host, Brother Eddie. You with me?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me? Am I clear?
Yes, you are loud and clear. How are you doing
great.
This evening?
I'm well, thank you. And how are you?
Doing so much better. So much better.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
So I miss the family. I miss talking, but oh my goodness, it was needed. And I look at it, everything, make it positive. We have to, because that's what we're into right now, coming up with these positive thoughts that we get from nature, from Aquarius, from the universe. But saying that I had what I was dealing with, which was tonsillitis, my tonsils, you know, the first thing I did was broke the number down of tonsils. I was like, here we go. So stop. So that was the universe talking to me, communicating with me, you know, and telling me, which with my hard head didn't want to stop talking, and this, that, and the universe said, I'll show you. Shut up.
Yeah.
And as soon as I couldn't talk, I started getting downloads, like nobody's business. And it was it was so beautiful, and it was like, okay, this is what the universe is telling me. Be quiet. Be still so you can get what you need. So, yes, that was, Anyway, let me, before we even get started, thank the listening audience and the family for their time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us as we share with you. Oh, it is so beautiful to be back. So I'm just enjoying this ride, the whole thing. So,
yeah, well, we're happy that you're back with us.
Yes.
We missed you.
Yes.
But we think you got what you needed. We think you got rest. It's a shame that you had to be knocked on your behind instead of just doing what you were supposed to do and taking your proper rest. But I got a lot of nerve to be talking because I'm hard-headed too.
Oh, yeah, we all are at times. So, again, get the people what they want when they want, and they won't sit all the time. Give the people what they need when they need it. What they need is yours and mine. Oh, yes, low down. Baby, do the low down. All right. So, anyway, I was getting into that too.
Tonight's show is dedicated to Paul Mooney, and I hate to say this, but the late Paul Mooney. For those that don't know, Paul Mooney passed away this morning at the age of 79. He had a heart attack, and he died at his home. And Brother Eddie, if you don't mind, I'm going to play this real quick.
Okay, go ahead. No problem.
For Comedy Hype News, I'm Jay Will. It's with our deepest condolences that we regret to confirm that comedian Paul Mooney has passed away on Wednesday morning, May 19th, at the age of 79. The news was first shared by news commentator Roland Martin. According to his Twitter, Martin would reveal the sudden loss of the comedy great. Breaking news, comedic legend Paul Mooney has passed away. His cousin Rudy just called me from Paul's phone and said he's passed away 2 hours ago after suffering a heart attack at his home in Oakland. He was 79. Now Mooney's Twitter account would soon follow up to confirm the news. Thank you all from the bottom of our hearts. You're all the best. Mooney World, the godfather of comedy. One moon, many stars. To all in love with his great man, many thanks. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Mooney died approximately around 5:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. As soon as news broke, many would reply to the news offering their support and condolences for one of comedy's greatest comedians to ever live. Peers of Mooney, like comedians D.K. Kirkland, Little Rel, Miss Pat, would all take to social media to post news and their favorite Paul Mooney moments. Marlon Wayans would go on to write, "I grew up in Hollywood comedy clubs around comedic giants, none bigger than Paul Mooney. He was brilliant, fearless, opinionated, bold, hilarious, honest, scary, insightful, intelligent, and was a definition of no F's given. I got a chance to have Paul watch me perform a few years ago at Tommy T's in the Bay. It was a special night for me to perform in front of one of my heroes, a legend. Man, my family loved this dude. My prayers are with his entire family, whom I know and love. Love you guys. Thank you for sharing Paul with the world. miss him already. Hashtag RIP Paul Mooney. You, Richard, and Spoon probably gonna sniff up a cloud up there. Love you all. Kiss my mama for me on the damn cheek. Homie. D.O. Hughley would also go on to share, nothing less than iconic. Just know that if the head was tilted to the side, lips pursed, and hands together holding that mic, you were about to witness some hilarious truth in the art of comedy. Goddamn, man. One of the greats. Rest easy. Mooney was known as a writer for Richard Pryor and the creator of countless comedy classics. During his time with Richard Pryor, the two would collaborate on episodes of Sanford & Son, Saturday Night Live, and The Richard Pryor Show. Mooney was also a writer for In Living Color, credited with creating the character Homie the Clown, and was also known for his Ask a Black Dude and Necronomicon segments on The Chappelle Show. In addition to his writing, Mooney also had a number of stand-up specials and albums under his belt. It has been widely known that Mooney has been struggling with his health over the past few years. Lately, he had slowed down on the stand-up appearances, canceling a few dates, which ultimately led to him no longer touring. Back in January 2020, two of Mooney's sons, Daryl and Dwayne Mooney, were interviewed by Comedy Hype and revealed that their father was in fact suffering from dementia. Mooney's representation, Cassandra Williams, said that a statement from the family is forthcoming. Now, Mooney leaves ties with everyone's favorite comedian, whether it be Richard Pryor, Dave Chappelle, Eddie Murphy, and will always be a part of comedic history. The passing of Paul Mooney is shocking, as the world has just lost another comedy great. Stay up to date for the latest news and comedy by subscribing here to our YouTube channel, and look out for new original content on our streaming platform at ComedyHype.com. For Comedy Hype News, I'm Jay Will.
Okay, I just wanted to play that introduction to know so everyone can know that Paul Mooney did pass, and we're so sorry to hear that. Brother Abby? Okay,
yes, I was on mute. I was on mute.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
so,
and
yeah.
Pardon me?
No, right quick. I just wanted to throw the numbers in there. Paul is 12 and Mooney is 13. Mm-hmm. 12 plus 13 is that 25. 2 plus 5, we back to that 7. So, yeah, that's what we all on that 7 tonight.
Yes, and
go he
was
ahead.
Born in 1941. He was born
mm-hmm.
in 1941.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
so, yeah, I'm going to do a clip for y'all on Paul Mooney dropping knowledge. So instead of doing the news tonight, this is the biggest news, Brother Eddie. So,
okay, go ahead. That's good.
Okay.
He's half African.
Obama is.
He's half African. Everybody's half white. That's why people say they're biracial. That means that they can prove one of their parents is white. Every black person in America is biracial. That's why I like DNA. DNA doesn't lie. And the white man that invented DNA, trust me, he's dead. They found him by the railroad tracks. Because DNA was supposed to put black people in jail, and what it did was free them. That's God's work.
Okay. We're getting pretty close.
Let's do something else. I'm enjoying this. This
okay,
is crazy. Yeah, go ahead. You have to one or nothing. Go ahead.
Okay. I think a lot of people are going to be looking at this in rebuttal to the previous clip. A lot of things have changed and some haven't in the last 3 years.
Yeah,
We've gotten a president elected that's African, half African. And Michael Jackson passed.
Yeah, Michael passed. Yeah, the world lost a genius. And Michael Jackson was not a pedophile. You can forget that. No, he was definitely X-Files, but he's not a pedophile.
So, I don't know. So if the definition of racism is holding power over someone else, is that how you define it?
It's not how I define it. It's what is. Look at America's history. America, if you believe in, coded, America says race. America is race. America's founded on racism. I didn't found America. I had nothing to do with America. It is what it is. I didn't create it.
So there's an interesting point that Richard Pryor makes about when you first became friends, he said that he envied you in a way.
What?
In the book, you say that he felt envious of you in a way because you had no fear.
Well, no, I've never had it. I've never had it since I was 7. I don't have it. It's innate. That's God in me. I have nothing to do with it. People are stunned by things that come out of my mouth. I'm shocked. It comes from somewhere else.
You're an open vessel?
Yeah, it's just, I'm surprised that things come out of my mouth. I'm shocked. People are shocked, but I'm shocked too. But I like it.
How do you get away with it?
Easy. Told you I was free, white, and 21. That's how you get away with it. And when you realize that you're free, white, and 21, you'll get away with it. It's an old Southern expression. And it says everything. It really does.
Okay. I'm curious. Does it make sense to you?
Oh, well, it makes a lot of sense. And it makes a lot of sense to you, too.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just thinking in terms of like the boys say. I mean, if that was 100 years ago, we're going to be dealing with race, and that's going to be the issue. And seemingly, like you say, overtly, it seems that things have changed.
Yeah, it, not really. No, I'm writing a script now. Remember Rip Van Winkle? Remember?
Mm-hmm.
My Rip Van Winkle's black. He falls asleep. There's a man being lynched. He sleeps for 100 years. He wakes up. A man's being lynched. Maybe when you see my film, you'll understand it more. You'll be better educated about it. Ain't nothing changed but the weather. You know, I told you tonight about the doll test. The girl had the doll test. Our kids say the same thing. That means that they're being brainwashed. The white doll is nice, it's pretty, and the black doll is bad and ugly. That's brainwashing.
So,
you know, that comes from that, what was that man's name? That Lynch man.
Willie.
That Willie Lynch. That's the Willie Lynch syndrome. So brainwash us. Then they'll do it themselves. They must only love and trust us, not each other. Notice the difference in their skin color, their ages. And terrify their females. Our black females, our black women do things that came from slavery. They don't even know why they do it. Our black women slept with the white man. When you sleep with someone, they're very vulnerable. And the black woman found out how much he hates us. That's why she has a fear for the young black male. Women in a family will damn near make a black man a pimp. They protect us. They give it to us. They try to hold us as long as they can because they know once we get out there, because when we reach puberty, that sexual thing, that white man, they know how much that white man hates us, and we're going to jail, or we're going to be murdered. And the black woman knows it. And she takes the female, and she pushes her out there first, working jobs, everything. But not us. She holds us back psychologically. It comes from slavery. They have a fear. They terrorize the black woman. They tore the black man, they put horses, they tore our heads off. They did evil things so she could see it, so she could make her children behave. She has a fear.
Yeah, Bell Hooks has a book that deals with that.
Who?
Bell Hooks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she says that, you know, a lot of the...
How old is he? How old is Bell Hooks?
Bell Hooks, she is older than me. She's probably in her 50s.
Huh?
She's probably in her 50s.
Well, then she's been watching my show. They'll watch me and listen to me. I'm serious.
Feminist critic, but I mean...
It doesn't even matter. I've been doing this for 41 years. I know Richard, you know, more than half of his life. I've been talking this. I've been on that front row, believe me, and they've been sitting there. I did this when it wasn't popular. I'm not getting into people's case, but I'm nobody's fool. I have that soapbox. I have a voice, and they listen. They get a lot of stuff from me. I've been out there. I was in Hollywood when... Richard and I kicked that door in. We didn't open it. We kicked it in. That's why this generation thinks that it's their birthright. We had to give up a lot for them to have what they have. I had to wait 40 minutes for my grits. This generation gets their grits in 5 minutes. They want stuff instantly now. They can't even wait to die. That's why they kill each other. No, you're going to die. Just wait the death. It's coming. Just wait. Be patient. Black is the New White. It's funny. The bottom line is it's very, very funny.
Whenever you're going to have the depiction of black and white sexual relations, they put in what I call the 3D effect.
White power is a very undeclared, silent, confident domination of the world in globalization terms. So they don't have to assert continually because we live in their dictionary.
Okay, Brother Eddie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Now, I quoted this earlier to someone, and I did it wrong. Please forgive me. I said black, and it's white. Forgive me. But, Brother Eddie, did you catch that, what he said about he was, first he was white, 21. Wait a minute, how did that go again? 21, white, 21. Did you catch that when he said that? He was free, white, and 21. He said it was an old Southern saying.
Free, white, and 21.
Yes.
I didn't catch that, but just listening to that with the numbers, free, white, and 21. Free is 21.
Uh-huh.
White is 27 and 21. So you're looking at, again, a 7. When you add all that up, free, white, and 21.
Yeah.
That's a 7. And we just mentioned that Paul Mooney's name comes up to 25, which is a 7.
Yes.
And, again, that's what we'll be talking about a lot tonight, dealing with the title, The Secret Behind the Last Being First. Last is 7.
Yes.
So, we're going to be touching on that because a lot, again, getting into what I've seen and what I've been given since we haven't been on is truly understanding we can change our paradigm very quickly through our conversations. And again, as the title goes, oh, but first, let me even get into today's date, which is 5/19/2021. Which comes to a 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's the universe. And like I said, when I found out, 2 comes to tonsils. But then the title of the show, The Secret Behind the Last Being First, is also a 2. It comes up to 155, which comes to a 2 when you add it up. So, again, that's what we're dealing with this 2 and 5, or 2, 5, 2 plus 5 is 7. So when we really look at the last secret, because that's basically what I'm saying, the secret behind the last being first, so it's the last secret. And last, as I said, is 7, and secret is 4. 7 plus 4, we're back to 11.
Yeah.
The last secret is actually the age of Aquarius. Age is 4, Aquarius is 7. 4 plus 7 is that 11. And we have to really sync up with what we're doing, because we can. We're saying it not knowing the number. And the number is the key or the code to unlocking the so-called mystery, the so-called secret. So again, the age of Aquarius is no more than where we are. It's spiritual consciousness. Spiritual is 4, consciousness is 7. This is where we're in. The age of Aquarius is no more than spiritual consciousness. Kwame always referred to the water as memory and consciousness. What water is 4, memory is 7. The water of memory is to activate is 7, your consciousness. Because that water, which is spiritual, is no more than our spirit being reprogrammed reprogram is 7, spirit is 4, just like spiritual is 4. And once all this takes place and the reprogramming of the spirit begins, a change happens in the individual. We start to notice our own behavior starts to change. Behavior is force, spiritual. It's a spiritual change in one's behavior. And we notice that our actions start to change. Action is 7. There's your 4 with behavior, and your action is 7. 4, 7 again. 11. And what was very interesting there is that once I was able to talk, I got several conversations, and all of the conversations were pertaining to people that they had met, people they know, or people they thought they knew, because now they are seeing a spiritual change, which they saw behavior, which was not conducive, because once your behavior starts to change, you will notice the company that you're around, if they don't have a particular behavior, which is no more than spiritual, you see it. Their actions will also display it. Their actions will actually come out also in their conversations, because action being 7, conversation is 7. We can pick up on that. And this is what these different conversations everybody was telling me about, behavior and actions of people that they met or knew, that they saw the change in the behavior, the change in the action. And another thing that which I will start doing, what I'm actually doing now, is to let the family know, this age that we're in is actually dreams and interpret. This is the age that we can interpret our dreams. Dreams are 4, interpret is 7. So the family, once we give out our contact information, this is what I'll be teaching. I'll be teaching how to interpret your dreams, because, again, I've been talking to people before all this happened with my tonsils, and people were telling me about their dreams. And the interesting thing is that I could see their dreams within the description. But the interesting thing is, too, you can, once you understand the numbers and the words, when people are telling you things, you can see how, when people get to something that's personal within the dream, how not only their tone changes, but the wording. And you can see the number behind the words and see how it's a personal thing, which you're not getting the information to give them. That's why the pertinent thing is to teach people how to interpret their dreams. So if it's anything personal, you can figure it out. Also, too, teaching how to look at numbers, that you keep seeing groups of numbers and sequences. People keep talking about certain groups of numbers. It's something that it's trying to tell you. You have to find those words that these numbers that you keep seeing are trying to tell you. That's the information that the numbers and these sequences that you keep seeing are relaying to you. We're just seeing the numbers, and we're not putting the word to see the message that the numbers are relating. And the last thing is teaching these two methods can also be taught in how to read people within their conversations, because people reveal more than they think they know. But they don't know, because they don't even know the number of the word that comes out of their mouth with the words that they use. So this is what I will be teaching from here on in. So if anybody wants to know how to get into that, you know, we'll do it when we basically talk on the phone. So to keep going, again, you interpret dreams, and the key is understanding also just 4, 7 is what we've been talking about with white people using witchcraft. Which is 7, craft is 4. See, it's all in this time again. remember, it's all under the age of Aquarius. What we have to understand on the four is we're having our own personal, real seventh with test. This is a test we're going through. And the test is also dealing with the truth in nature. Truth is four, nature seven. All of this comes back down to being engulfed in nature. Four and seven, respect others. Simple as that. Respect the seven, others is four. And all of this is within the Bible stories. Bible is seven, story is four. But again, we only see Bible stories the way it's been given because the metaphors that it's given in, we don't see it because we're wrapped and engulfed in the stories that we've been fed. We eat it up, repeat those stories. And brings me to this that I really want to get into, especially with a lot of our Christian or religious, not just Christians, but religious family members, because it is, we're trying to help one another. Happened to go to a shop, barbershop this weekend. I was talking to some brothers, and one brother was deep into the Bible as I was talking. So his question to me was, yo, man, do you believe in the Bible? I'm like, yes, sir. He said, well, do you believe in the Bible where it talks about the mark of the beast? I said, yes. He said, well, do you think the chip is part of the mark of the beast? I said, of course I do. He said, well, if you believe in the Bible, and in the Bible, the mark of the beast will be put in the hand or the forehead, how could you think that putting a vaccine in your arm is the chip? I said, without getting into the technical parts, let's just stay with the Bible and understand that I have a personal relationship with the Bible. I hope you do. But I look at everything, especially the Bible, in the code of numbers. I said, now you gave me two things that you have no idea on what you said dealing with numbers. You said it would be placed in the hand or the forehead. Do you know the number of either hand or forehead? Well, no, I don't. I said, well, that's understanding. That's an old trick. But my job in doing this trick is giving a code, not letting him know the trick is five and code is five. But that's an old magician's trick that they use, sleight of hand. And this is what all of this is basically dealing with, the sleight of hand. But the hand actually represents, by number, words, the knowledge of words. So now I'm letting him know, okay, you're only looking at it as like a magician does, the sleight of hand, the way you've been told, a hand or forehead. Secret is the number. Hand is three. But forehead comes to seven, it's 34, 3 plus 7 is four. Once you understand that the arm comes to seven, so that's all they did. You still looking at scripture the way they gave it to you, not having your personal relationship, however it is, mine's numbers. So I see what they're saying behind the word with numbers. So seven is arm. This is why the end of time is referred to as Armageddon. Armageddon a shot, damn it. Can we better wake up and realize it's all biblical. We still don't see it because we don't see nothing but the word of the occult of English. Occult is five, English is five, family. It's a game. Game is five that they've been playing for a long time using color, five, and race, five. But again, I'm hearing on different programs about people talking about the pipeline and this, that, and the other. And it's like, family, come on, stay on your five. These are things that they use in a circle. Circle is five. Every year, go back and think about it, family.
every year they use the five. Gas goes up every year, regardless of what not happened. Food goes up. That's five. Gas is five. Food is five, regardless of what. There's always problems with guns. Gun is five. It's a rotating system of fluctuations, again, distractions, because once we do any research, we don't find any reason why anything should be going up and down. But the excuse is this went down, this busted, this was contaminated, this, that, and the other. It's always something. Again, using the seven right quick, when we understand that seven is powerful right now because that's what they want, that's what they use. When we go back and we look at what they're doing with this vaccine, they use the seven in our system. They're using a drug within the vaccine that deals or it controls or manipulates, I'll say it that way, your mRNA. Well, why not your DNA? Why not the DNA, but the RNA? Because RNA comes to seven, family. Back to the seven. So they want a messenger to affect your RNA, your conscious. Conscious is seven. The nature within, nature is seven. Another thing is the organs. Organ is seven. I haven't heard anybody on any shows talk about all of these millions of bodies. What is happening to the organs? And we constantly talk about how organs are so much money. What are happening to all these organs? And more important to me, the seven, is melanin. Melanin is seven. We've talked about and discussed that in order to go in space, you need melanin to cover a ship, to cover whatever. What is happening to all these black people? Yes. What's happening to all these black people's melanin? You heard it now.
Yes.
So it's out there. You know, it's out there. But see, that's it. It's the seven. It's the melanin. It's our consciousness. It's the age of Aquarius. It's the nature within. This is why Brother Kwame always used the term, you are banned. Urban, you are banned from nature because nature is seven and urban is seven. Exactly correct. Mm. This is what they're doing. That's why it's called also the concrete jungle, to keep us out of nature, not being connected, giving us information. I was asked this question not just by family members, but recently by my think tank that I work with. And they was like, Brother Harris, you sick and down? Man, who takes care of you? I see you taking care of elders and other people. Who takes care of you when you down? And more important than that, man, who teaches you? Where do you get all of this information from that you be given? I'm like, brother, it's out there. It's out there. And I said, both what you said, my teacher, and who cares for me are one and the same. Because when I don't have family, the people that love me, to take care of me at whatever time it is, oh, the universe is always there. If we are truly connected to the air we breathe, which is no more than a part of the universe, same number as two. Medicine is two. The air of the universe is our medicine. If you inhale is two. The air that you breathe and change your mind is two, your thought. Two is positive. That's why your mind, your thought, is positive thinking. So it's the universe who watches over me. Because that two is called alone. When people think you're alone, that's two. If you're with the universe, you're never alone. And it's all in your mind. That's why mine is too. Your mind, my mind, it's all part of the universe. We're all part of that because we're people, cosmic people. Cosmic is two. People are two. This is why they fear us, because black is two. The cosmic people are black. They are the universe. They are the church. We're all that in a bag of chips, but we have to be one with the universe to be a part of it. So that being that force, that source, that when there's no body here to take care of me, that's the body that takes care of me. And that teaches me, along with the air being two, being the universe that I breathe, the wind being five, the federation being five, the current being five, teacher being five, they're all part of my teacher. Nature itself teaches me. And last but not least, family, guess what? All of you teach me, just like that I gave with the Bible, the hand and the forehead. That was never on my plate until the conversation hit me and gave me that. I didn't get it from a book. I got it from the universe. I got it from the book within all of us. The learning, the information, the DNA that all of this information rides on. The Ashoka Records, family. That's my teacher. That's our teacher. I don't have time to pick up books because guess what? Living vicariously through all of you, you pick up the books. You give me what you've been touched by with the book you read, with the movie you've seen, with the news or media sources that you get from the websites that you go on. You do it. I don't have to do the footwork that you do. Once you talk to me, you give me what I need. Other than that, I have to stay focused on these words and numbers because they keep dropping, family. They keep coming. They don't stop. That's why drop is 14. That's the five part of the code. And that's what I do, drop seeds. Drop five, seed is two. That's the seven. Drop seeds, family. So, yes, we have that because that seven, that melanin, our organs, these things within us that they want, but it all resides in nature. It all resides in our consciousness. It all resides in our conversation. But we have to amplify the right words on the current of wind in order for those conversations to activate the conscious or higher conscious that we all try to obtain. And that's why we all got bits and pieces that we bring to the table to see a whole picture. And again, I'm bringing my piece. I'm looking for others to share whatever their piece along their journey that they have to share. Most of us, again, everybody gets it in their own time. This is why respect for others is key. And a person will let you know through their conversation how far they have journeyed along their journey. Be quiet and listen. That's how I learn. I have to listen to the words being said to even recognize the numbers being given through the word. But we all have certain ways to do things that we're doing, and we haven't connected to it fully because the time, and that's what the universe set my butt down for. Give yourself the time needed so I can amplify what you've been given. We've all been given something. Be still. Be quiet. Meditation, 11. That's that two again. visualization, that two again. I can go on and on, but what are the words that you find that are connecting you to whatever you're connected to? That's the key. This is why I'm giving everything the way I see it, the way it's been given to me. This is what we have to do and stop regurgitating all of the nonsense we keep seeing that is no more than the seven called distractions. See, they know what they're doing. That's why they call themselves the news. News is seven. We know news stands for north, east, west, and south, but the abbreviation news is the number seven, distractions, because they're not giving us news around the world. They're giving us distractions. Media. Also, seven, just like news, distractions. We get the pertinent information, but then we give it the way they gave it to us. Instead of going in, deciphering it, bringing it back out your way to give it, but again, however I get it, I'm still breaking it down the way the numbers are giving it to me. And like I said, we all have ways of doing it. Mine just happen to be numbers and words. Which is now I'm saying just how much magic, how much power resides in this, because that's what it is. It's hidden in plain sight. And that's all the magicians do. Everything they do is hidden in plain sight. The illusion. That's why illusion is two. Anyway, yeah, this is the Armageddon family. So I hope you are getting online. And not with them online with the computer, but online with your mind. Because they've been lying all this time. So, yes. So, do you have any questions at this time, Sister Antoinette?
No, we have a caller. That hand has been up Lord, before the show. They've been waiting.
Okay. All right, then. Bring the caller in.
Okay. Brother G?
Yes.
Brother
What's
G,
up?
How you doing? How's it going?
How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing much, much, much better, bro. I'm doing much better. I can talk, so.
Right.
When I can't talk, that's one of the things. If you want to hurt me, shut me up. Well, I can't talk.
But they can't shut up everybody, though.
That's the thing. That's why we got to give what we can give while we can give it. You know, while
right.
we still have a voice, while we can still give the information, you know, because when I can't talk no more, I can't give it no more, what it's out there, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got to do it. But go ahead.
Pass the ball, pass the baton to the next person.
That's it. Exactly.
You at work, man?
You at work.
Then I got a phone ringing or something?
I had to mute it. That was me. No. I don't work there no more.
Oh, okay. Dang, I didn't
As
even
of
know
Monday,
that.
I got some other stuff lined up, but
okay.
Now it was interesting. What happened with hold on a second.
So, yes, family, at the end of the show, since we didn't do it and we was getting...
Yes, sorry about that.
Okay, go ahead, Brother D.
Yeah. Okay, now, it was interesting. Try to tie this in with the numbers, too. Paul Mooney's born date was August the 4th, and it was interesting how he was talking about Barack Obama. His born date was August the 4th also.
Like that little bitty... thing in the office we got as mayor right now.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Her born date is August the 4th.
Oh, yeah, man.
Now, what's interesting now, seven days from now, today's the 19th. That would be the 26th. That would take us into the next blood moon. I don't know if y'all knew that or not. This is not a coincidence. And now it was interesting going back 4 years ago. Now, when Dick Gregory made his transition, I believe it was August the 19th, but also we're still dealing with the constellation of Leo. 2 days later we had that lunar eclipse.
Right.
But now what was interesting about that lunar eclipse, as far as here, it was all you were only able to see it down in the southern part of Illinois. But what was interesting, that's where Dick Gregory went to college at. He went to Southern Illinois University. That's no accident, bruh.
Oh, no. And by the way, eclipse comes through that too again. So, yeah.
Yep.
So
all, like I said, it's like every time, like I said, we have someone, these celebrities or somebody making a transition, it's always, I try to look at, you know, what's going on, like it's in the atmosphere of in the cosmic arena in terms of their dying or making their transition, because it's not an accident.
Everything's lined up with numbers, man. So you're exactly right.
Right, right. Especially when we're dealing with this constellation of Leo. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Sacrifice. That's why, like you said, the blood moon, you know. So, yeah. And that's when they do things around this time dealing with those sacrifices of the moon. Because when you look at moon, another word for moon is ball. The devil ball.
Like in Paul Mooney's last name, Mooney.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that was, you know, that is a stage name. Mooney is a stage name.
Uh-huh.
His real name.
So what's his real last name?
Gladney, Gladney.
Huh, okay. Yeah, that's an interesting last name. I never knew nobody with that same last name, but I was wondering why they gave him. I don't know if he picked the stage name of Mooney or somebody gave it to him. I don't think that's an accident.
Mm-hmm. I don't either. And, y'all, we have another one that we have to let them in. Area code 786.
I muted myself because before I make too much noise. But yes, I didn't get a chance to hear any program, so I'm gonna listen for a little bit.
Okay, well, I'll put you back on mute. Just put press one when you're ready.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, y'all.
Oh, no problem. So yeah
but,
Brother
D.
Go ahead, Internet.
No, I was just gonna say. His stage name was Mooney. He was born Paul Gladney, and he went by his stage name. And did y'all know that he also played Sam Cooke in the movie?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was surprised. I didn't know that either. But he is responsible for 7 television programs, Sanford and Son. Of course, you know Living Color, and he did some in what's it called? Oh my goodness, it escaped me. I'm sorry, it just.
Well, I know he wrote for Dave Chappelle and also Richard Pryor show.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are 2 more that he wrote for.
But the one with Florida Evans and all of them.
Good times.
Thank you. Yes. He wrote in that, and a lot of the, you know, those movies back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
He was, you know, did a lot of the comic writings for them. My screen is frozen, so I can't get to it. He brought a lot. He brought a lot that, you know, we should all be grateful for. I have another clip for y'all if y'all are interested, and this one I thought was. I really liked it. But if y'all are ready, and we also have, okay, callers, I'll be right with you. Let me do this one really quick.
Oh, black is definitely the new white.
What?
That's why you got me here, like white folks cross-examining my black ass. Black is black is definitely the new white.
I guess it was Du Bois said that in the issue for the 20th century would be race. now that we're into the 21st century, do you think it's...
Of course. Races, nothing's changed but the weather. It used to be overt, now it's covert. And Obama being in office, it makes it overt again. These white people can't help themselves. You see the things that are coming out of their mouths. They're saying stuff that's... White people are saying wild stuff. You listen to these white boys on these talk shows and these radio shows, they say whatever they feel. I mean, that one Dan Rather with his old tired butt, he's going to say Obama can't sell watermelons? And Clinton's going to say he would be bringing us his coffee? I mean, come on, white boy. It's too much for me. That's why I say what I feel. White folks got their freedom. I'm going to be free white in 21, too. That's an old Southern expression. Free white in 21. That's what I want to be.
So let's jump into the whole issue. Like, you're always in our top, every month you're in our top 10 most viewed clips. The piece that you did for us in 2008. It's got over 140,000 views. And
I'm in the top 10?
You're always in the top 10.
You're kidding.
For us, yeah.
I'm stunned.
Well, people have a lot of comments.
I just think I'm stunned. Well, thank you. I'm in the top 10. Okay. I'll accept that.
Most viewed, most commented.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when they were 10 little Indians. Remember?
Top 5.
I hope I don't end up like that. Remember? Remember? One little two. Remember that? It was 10. It ain't but two now. So go ahead.
But anyway. I mean, you certainly did it tonight in your act, but... A lot of people, you know, just split. Most, it's like you have a 5-star rating across the board, and half the people use the message, the comments, to talk about how racist you are.
That I'm racist? Well, that's very funny. I can't be racist by definition. Look that up. Look that up in the White Folks Dictionary. How can I be racist? I've never told anyone where to live. I've never told anyone what kind of jobs to have. I've never kept anyone from going to a school or out of a restaurant or drinking from a fountain. I've never lynched anybody. So how can I be racist? How can I be racist? By definition, I can't be racist.
Well, I think what's happening is...
How can the slave be the master? That doesn't even make sense. That's someone that's telling you this or making that statement, whether they're black or white, they have to be totally insane. I can't be, by definition. Look up the definition of racism.
Well, I think what's happening in the world is a lot of younger people feel like they have no attachment to the past of America. And they want to make that clear in their own different ways.
Oh, oh. And I'm just saying that to you. But if I am racist, if I go along with that, then I learn from the best. I was taught by the best, if that's true. But I don't think that's true. I don't think I can be.
Why do you think
that's like telling a cow that they're the owner of the cows. Cows don't own people. People own cows. So it doesn't make sense to me. It's not, for me, it doesn't compute.
We deal with similar issues just by having the name Real Black. Early on, I did a piece on my grandmother, and they said, you know, this is even more racist. Why, if I made a show called Real White, I'd be called racist. A lot of people...
If you said real white, you'd be called racist. That doesn't even make sense. Because things are real white. I'd say you would be in earnest. Just have them read the book. I'm tired of rebuttaling. Just read the damn book. Black is the New White. Buy it, steal it, do what you have to do, but get it.
Amen.
Good. Hope you have fun with that.
Okay, that was Paul Mooney dropping one of his pearls. Okay, can y'all hear
me?
Hey,
Eddie, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
Here's the thing I took for that. What's the number behind the word racist?
I don't know. Let me do it real quick.
Yeah, let me. Same thing, Anthony.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, brother.
Uh,
Okay.
Racist is 27.
Yeah, it comes to a 9.
So
wow.
27 is also white. So when you see racist and you see white, it's both the same number, 27, which is 9.
Wow. Oh, wait, we have a person with their hand up. I'm gonna let them in. Okay, and then Brother Kwame, I'm coming to you too. Okay, Dry Bones. Puts his hand up and then he doesn't say anything. Dry Bones.
Oh, there I'm doing what other people do. I'm talking with the mute button. Buck, welcome, man. Appreciate you, Brother Eddie, for coming on as always. Hey,
Man,
when I heard he died, when you told me that he died, I was like, wow, I didn't see nothing on there in the beginning. But I just know the best skits in television was written by him. And the one with Richard Pryor went to the pyramids is one of his most unforgettable skits right there. And just to know. But it's a lot to this brother. I don't know how expound y'all going to be on him, but... I mean, if y'all want to see him in his real nature, go in there and watch the Celebrity Roast on Richard Pryor, and you will see Paul Mooney in his rarest form. And I'm gonna tell you, it says a lot about that era. It says a lot about that era. That era was outrageous, and he played a major part. And I just want to mention this. My last one was Nigrodamus. I used to love Nostradamus.
Yeah.
When he did Nigrodamus. Yeah. That was a knockout. That was just unbelievable. And he's been around for years, so we, you know, I don't know that acronym that he gave about the white and free in 21. He died in 2021, so it's interesting he brought that up. I'd never heard that before, but says a lot. And again, he was amongst the elite as well. You got to realize everybody's listening. You know, you just don't get able to talk like that. And, you know, to get away. He says some fantastic, just look at his speeches and some of his interviews. He goes off. But at the same time, beloved by the LGB community and was an LGB community member. And, you know, so be it. But unfortunately, again, we cannot say his greatness is going to be missed. And hopefully everybody will learn some of the things he's been saying and take a good look at it. But yet, he's definitely in the craft. There's no doubt about it. You don't get to speak on Hollywood that long and stay in the game amongst some of the best. Dave Chappelle, I mean, right for Dave Chappelle as well. I don't know if y'all said it earlier, but just amazing how his longevity lasted and he was able to be one of the fortunate ones in the annals of comedy. So much love to Paul Mooney.
Yeah. Oh, you had to say that word too, huh?
Yeah. Much love.
I caught that dry bone. you said you slick. I caught that.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my. But I have more clips. But we have Brother Kwame. Brother Kwame?
Good evening, Sister Antoinette. Good evening, Brother Eddie, Brother D, and Mr. Dry Bones. This is a rare occasion. Twice in
hey, man.
You're getting popular out there.
Yeah, man. I might be cloning. You might have cloned me. I might not even be the right one right now, so go ahead.
But, you know, I've been listening, you know, and his transitioning, you know, May 19th, 1929, one of the great orators of our people, and he left on his Earth Day. El Hajj Malik Shabazz.
Oh, yes.
Malcolm Little
yes.
was born
That's
this
right.
day.
That's right. That's right.
And him to leave out on the day that Malcolm came onto the planet is saying something because both of them were great orators.
Mm. Yes, they were.
So
check this out, y'all, now. This is not me talking, but I've heard a certain metaphysician say that some years ago that he had evidence to prove that, you know, supposedly Malcolm X's father was actually Barack Obama. Now, we had said earlier that now Paul Mooney and Barack Obama and Lori Lightfoot shared the same born day, August the 4th, which is, you know, relates to the constellation of Leo. So that's not an accident either. So I don't know if you think that's some type of tie-in, really, or...
But what it is, you're hitting the point, but what is the opposite of Leo? Aquarius.
Aquarius?
We're in the age of Aquarius. That's
of Aquarius,
why
right.
Because, see, Pisces, we're leaving the era of Pisces and Virgo. We're going into Aquarius and Leo. Always going to have an opposite. And what we're seeing...
It's like the opposite of Capricorn is Cancer.
Right. Mm-hmm. But that's the, when you look at the Earth, the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn, the Southern Hemisphere and the Northern Hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the divides of the center divides. And then you have, you know, when you look at spring equinox, because they're always going to be an opposite. And so what we're seeing is this alignment, him leaving out at this time is complementary. And then you hit on it too, because the blood moon and the eclipse, it's a super moon. So that means the moon is closest to the Earth at the time of these eclipses, which will only be seen in the Antarctic and down in the Southern Hemisphere.
Right.
So,
and just like we said earlier, like 4 years ago when Dick Gregory made his transition, I believe his transition was August the 19th, and then we had that solar eclipse where that came through here to southern part of Illinois 2 days later on the 21st.
We had the eclipse across America, which will return in 2024. See, we had it go across from the west going to the east, and the center point that it hit at was right there around Cairo, Illinois.
And
Cairo,
right.
Dick Gregory went to school down in southern Illinois in Carbondale, which is not that far from Cairo, I believe.
Okay, he went down to Chopin back. But what you have to understand is on Turtle Island, the first city on Turtle Island was Cahokia.
Right there
in East St. Louis, the largest largest earth pyramid on Turtle Island is there in East Illinois, right across the river. And that's right across. You can stand on top of Cahokia.
East St. Louis.
The Jefferson Memorial.
Right.
East St.
Okay.
Louis.
Okay. Fort Littlewood.
So that's where
Fort Littlewood.
Illinois.
That's where we was at. Fort Littlewood, East St. Louis is where we had our liberty at.
Wow.
That's right. Ozark Mountain area.
That's a portal because it Navajo is where John Smith and Binghamton fought, and that's where he was killed, and then that's where they left from Navajo, Illinois, and went to Utah and founded the Mormons. Right there, because that's the triangle. That's where the Mississippi, I think the Ohio, Mississippi, and Missouri all run together. That's where they meet, and then they travel on down. But that's a portal because in St. Louis is where they have the Jefferson Memorial, which is the big silver arch, because that's a portal. That's a gateway because in Missouri sits the Madrid Fault. That's the fault that when they did the ceremony on Pilot Mountain in North Carolina, it made the Mississippi run backwards. It shifted the Madrid Fault. The Madrid Fault, and it caused the earthquake to make the Mississippi run backwards. It ran just like the Nile from the south to the north when that earthquake hit, and then it reversed itself back. But we're looking at all of this is around that waterway because the Mississippi is called the Old Muddy, and it's the male. Because the Nile is the female. And so what we got is that we're the male. That's why when they did George Floyd's court case, in that courthouse there is a marble statue that they call the Old Man River. Big, huge marble statue in that courthouse is called the Old Man River. Father of the river.
Wow.
And so what we're seeing now that's happening here, and that's why they opened up the gym, is because the gym is alignment with what Leo, because that museum that they just opened up calling the Fourth Great Pyramid is in alignment with, just south of it is the Sphinx, the Sphinx. So what they're doing is aligning with the constellations. That's why they brought all the mummies back out and all the things that they're doing. And then at the end of this year, they're bringing the first thing they're doing is sending Ramesses the First to Houston, because what's below Houston? The three pyramids of Moody pyramids, the three crystal pyramids. They're connecting all of this.
Wow.
Well, you know, they all say that the pyramids were transmitters for each other throughout the earth.
Right. Yeah, that's what they are. Because you got Mount Shasta, which is the West Coast. You have Pilot mm-hmm. Mountain, which is called Knob Mountain in North Carolina. Then you have the Mississippi that comes out of Lake Itasca from the land of 10,000 lakes but 12,000 earth pyramids. That was what it originally was called, because for every lake they had a pyramid with it, and some had two. That's why they call it the land of 10,000 lakes and 12,000 pyramids. They kind of leveled them out and tried to destroy as many as they could.
They got pyramids in the Bahamas and in parts of the ocean in Cuba. They have
went, but right there where you at, Dry Bones.
I've seen they had a documentary show, and that's right.
But right there in the Gulf of Mexico, there are pyramids and temples right there in the Gulf of Mexico.
That's right.
And right off the coast of Cuba.
Off the coast. I went to Cuba. They said they was archaeologically finding. I said, man, and again, it's very put together by a high group of people that, you know, got the money to go that depth of the ocean, because the ocean would crush your behind. If you can't swim.
But it ain't that deep. It's not that deep. Because
I've been in the ocean a lot, and the further you go, I'm going to tell y'all, just imagine just being in the water and not knowing what's underneath you, because it's dark as you go. If you ever been deep sea diving or any type, I have never been deep sea. I've been regular diving with lobsters, and let me just say this. It's a lot of creatures in the ocean, man. I don't know. I don't think people realize how much stuff is in the ocean until you actually go in there and see.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
But what they've discovered with what they're doing and messing up the ocean and polluting it, so those things that we haven't gone as deep as the ocean is. We've gone deeper in space. We've gone further out than we have in. Because they don't want to go down there.
I don't think so. Aquaman tell me a lot.
But when they got Aquaman for, you have Yimaya and then you have Nuku, the African male. He is at the bottom of the ocean. She is at the top of the ocean. They have two deities. They have a male and female in the ocean. The rivers have Oshun. She's the goddess of the fresh water. Those two are the goddess of the oceans.
Sounds like as above, so below concept too.
It is to me. Yeah, it is.
Exactly. Right. And two, right quick to throw in, dealing with the two that you talked about, with what they're doing, dealing with the pyramid. The pyramids also, but the portals that they are, again, trying to tap into and open. Portal is two. And this is why you brought up the mummies that they are also untombing. Well, mummy is two. The mummies are part of the portals for the rituals dealing with our ancient ancestors. Pyramid comes to that seven we've been talking about. Pyramid is 25.
Right.
That's why talking about right now, in the age of Aquarius, seven, pyramid seven, in our conversation seven, giving the information that we should be talking about. Go ahead, Brother Kwame. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, see, the thing that you have is Harem Het sits in the east, so that's where Leo. We will be with Aquarius. So here and now, just like here in America, is Virgo. That's why they had to align Washington, D.C. on July the 4th with the constellation Virgo. And it's rising at that time is why they designed, and that's why Liberty is on top of the Capitol building, because it's controlled by Virgo. George Washington is inside in the rotunda, but Liberty is on top of the Capitol building. She's standing there with her shield, sword, and a crown of stars.
And chains. And her feet are chained.
And Pisces the opposite of Virgo.
Yeah, Pisces is the opposite of Virgo. Every sign has its opposite.
But ain't Pisces like the woman sign? It's her
No, Virgo
area.
Is the woman. Virgo is she carries the wheat, and she used to have a sickle. But the thing is that, and when you go back to the Temple of Dendera, when you look at the Kemetic signs of the zodiac, Aquarius was a woman because she's the water bearer. Woman bears water before she gives birth.
Yeah.
That's why you see Aquarius.
The water first so that you can have the baby. The baby can come out the water first.
Yeah.
The water break.
Well,
The
female as the Aquarius, once again, she represented the goddess at that time. And goddess is 34, which comes back to 7.
So what we're seeing in this movement and as this solar system moving in the galactic, and this is where we're at, we're back at the time of what is called the golden age, because we're at the beginning of this new 26,000-year journey, which calls the ecliptic year or the galactic year. And so what we're now in is why are we having all of these alignments, like on the 21st, on the 21st was Saturn and Jupiter and 0 degrees Aquarius. So that was perfect alignment. Now you're getting ready to have Pluto is getting ready to go retrograde. I think Mercury's going. But all of these planets are sending the energy to us. And the other thing that happened was on April 29th, China launched that rocket and went up, and then the sun sent off a CME and knocked it back down to the earth.
Yep, I seen something on that. Somebody asked me, what's y'all take on this? I know y'all talked about Paul Mooney. I just want to just to change the subject for 1 minute. Do you think he took a vaccine, y'all? Because I mean, he had a heart attack.
I don't know.
Nobody said anything on it.
No, but let me do a Google search.
I gave him the link to the show, and they said they'll be on show. I said, I don't know if they asked me, did he die? I said, I don't know how he died. I just know he had a heart attack.
Well, he died.
Yeah, okay. I know that part, but he wasn't into the vaccine, so don't really, I never heard him mention anything about
that. I'm checking now.
All right. I just wanted to make sure
I'm checking. I'm putting it in. I'm trying to see.
Okay.
Dry Bones, did you get that I sent you on the 3G?
Yep. You said so much. That book you sent,
I said
we should do that book.
I got the answer, y'all. After you answer,
what's
go ahead. Okay.
Go ahead. You go.
Okay, Paul Mooney, longtime comedian. According to his family, he died. Paul Mooney's been out. Okay. When I was reading the summary of it, they said he did get the vaccine. They said he was doing a paved way for. Wait a minute. Let me make sure. Y'all go ahead and talk.
Yeah.
I'll interrupt again. Forgive me.
Go ahead, Brother Paul.
Okay, because this is really important, because looking at it, because this thing that we started out 1G, 2G, 3G. So, and the thing that they're looking at, this alignment of the golden age, because it started with the three G's. It started with God, the glory, and gold. And then we added the fourth G was the government. G now is if the vaccination is the genocide. And we in 5G.
Mm.
The year of the five.
And you say, but Brother Eddie been saying five for almost 2 years now. So it's like
right.
The five is definitely
got
to
put five on.
Yeah, it puts five. And I want y'all to say this for those listening. Geo Taylor, I just happened to see five on the black hair side after years of never seeing it. It was so good. I mean, it brought back so many memories. But that five on the black hair side was interesting. But 5G, all that still it still goes along with the metaphor, just like you use Allah. It's the same thing. Arm, leg, arm, head. Allah. It's always a bit about the five. It's all your five senses.
Right.
You know, it's always
right.
about the five. Even the eastern stars, they're five stars. So they know this to be a part of the lingo. In my, you know, the way we
mm-hmm.
talking now.
When we had the All Star game here, you know, the Chicago flag has the five stars on it. You know, they had the stars on the uniform.
Yeah, but y'all went to six. Now, remember, during the All-Star game, they turned it from five.
That's right. It was the 6-point start on uniforms, right.
A 6-point start, so we're in that new dimension. That's why they're trying to tell us in so many ways. But, yeah, I mean, because six is part
that's
of the hexagram and all that, too.
Right. But that's
anyway, let me chime in right quick before I forget, brother. Drybone,
go ahead.
You
the host.
I just seen.
You the host, man. Jump in.
I just seen five on the black hand side last weekend, man. So, yeah, my favorite line in there was Glenn turning up on the roof with his brother fighting him with the spear.
Yeah.
And the brother said,
over the white chick. Over the white chick.
Oh, yeah. He said, you going to put that spear down? He said, can a buffalo skate?
He brought the spear out because he was going to whip his ass.
That
was a good movie, man. I love that shit.
But
good
movie. But getting back to 5G right quick for us, family, again, the negative shit that we look at is again, 5G. Five, what they gave us behind the words is green energy. Everybody's trying to push, give us green energy. Green is five, energy is seven. What they're using is manipulate by distractions. Manipulate is five, distraction is seven. And who distracts us more than anything that we start conversating about, because conversation is seven. The media is seven, and fake news is seven. 5G, manipulating through distractions. What are they trying to do with 5G? Vaccine in your arm. Vaccine is five, arm is seven. The vaccine is killing. Killing is seven.
But what you hit it on the point because you're saying green energy. If you study SOHO pictures, you see the pictures of the sun. What faces us is yellow and reddish, the red.
Yes.
When you go to the other side, it's green.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that's turning. Because this is why we're in the solar minimum. It's going back around to the solar maximum, which will be the green side coming back around.
That's it. That's why it's
and
the same.
Don't we see that
green
on Earth, brother? I'm not sure, but the Roy Borealis actually shows the solar flares coming into the atmosphere.
Well, it shows,
which
I
love
it
to see.
That'll
be a love to see before I die.
Right. Because when you have it, and what they had, because you usually only could see them, the northern lights was up there in Alaska and Canada, near the North Pole. They have been so magnetically, the Earth's energy has been so magnetically strong, they came all the way down New York and Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So right quick, getting back to the negative 5G that they're using, and like you said, mm-hmm. the green is what it's going back to. We're in the red right now, but again, it's opposite because red comes to 5 and green comes to 5. So again, it's these numbers behind the words. They're also using bad food. We constantly talk about the GMOs and all this other pesticides that's put in our foods that we ingest and digest. Well, food is 4 and bad is 7. I'm sorry, food is 5 and bad is 7, 5G. What's bad for us dealing with our brain being 5, once we get on the computer is 5, we get online is 7, 5G. Every time we get online on the computer, that's part of 5G. If you don't know how to get out of the net or off the web, because that's what catches you, that net or that web.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but check this out. Check this out, y'all. Now, do.
Okay, can I say this really quick?
Go ahead.
Look, now, I can't find where he said that he took it, but I do see in the summary of the articles, but when I go to the article, I don't see it in there, where he urged the teenagers to get to be vaccinated because of the long COVID, and he urged them to get vaccinated. So if he urged the teen to get vaccinated, but when I read the article, I don't see it in there.
Well, yeah, that's strange. Now, I'm going to tell you, he urged the teens. Now, you know, you talked earlier, Anthony, and if y'all don't believe me, everybody who's listening on the air, go to Richard Pryor's son. Look up Richard Pryor's son, and he will explain the Paul Mooney-Richard Pryor relationship. And it's coming out of Richard Pryor's son. So I'd rather y'all listen to him, and then we can elaborate. If you haven't never listened to it, it is sad. You will be in tears if you listen to Richard Pryor's son.
Yeah. That is true.
Wow.
Unfortunately,
I was just going to say quickly, like during the lockdowns here, I don't know if y'all seen this in y'all areas. AT&T was literally on every corner here in the city. Now, probably Brother Eddie and Bravo, y'all can attest to see, probably break down more than we're doing, but when everybody was supposedly locked up in the house, AT&T was out here, and every manhole, just by every other manhole, whole cover on here in the city. And something else I noticed a couple weeks ago, like all the little entertainment places that they shut down here, when they open back up, all of a sudden now you got these brand new bike paths all over the place, even in the hood.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They're trying to stop the gas. Remember, they're trying to stop the gas cars and things like that, supposed to be doing away with them.
But bikes are popular here in Florida. You hit a bike, if you hit a person on a bike here, you're going to jail for real. It's called vehicular homicide. A bike could actually, if he can block your whole traffic, bunch of them do it every time, all weekend, and they'll block traffic. And we'll ride up because they're trying to make this a non-drivable in Florida. The electronic cars are here. The 5G is here too. In South Beach, the 5G is there. Certain restaurants that have robots, the 5G is there. So the 5G. I even seen a Google car that was mapping our area. They got Google cars. They got the antenna on top of the car going through the hood. Mapping out.
Yeah, they're up here too.
That's there. Yeah, so yeah, it's 5G is real, bro. Go ahead, brother. I'm a listen because y'all rolling on us.
But what we had when the shutdown was, if you notice, and I think Wes was working on it, they were putting up all the antennas, and that's when Trump passed the law saying you cannot remove an antenna, you cannot. They can put them in school areas. They can put them in front of your apartment building, over your house. You cannot do anything about it because they made it law. They can put them anywhere. They have taken domain to to put those antennas anywhere that
they need to be. Brother Kwame, I'm going to say this to you. So, Brother Ray Fauntleroy, I don't know this.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah, Brother Ray Fauntleroy, back in the late 80s, they put a cell phone tower on 7th Avenue. He advocated against it. So it was way before Trump. They advocated against this. They would not take that cell phone down. And anybody who gets a cell phone tower, you get paid by the government on your land. So it's giving you residual income. That's why people do it. If you had a store, everybody, say you had a McDonald's, and they came to y'all and said, you know, can we put a cell phone tower? You say, well, what do you want to do? Well, it would get you $15,000 a month extra. You're going to take that $15,000 free money. That's what they do. So they got people getting these antennas right near. I'm going to tell you where they at in my area. Y'all tell me where y'all in your area, and I'll regress. They're around a lot of the so-called automotive places, like Bennett Auto. I don't know if y'all got that in your area.
Well, what the difference is in that cell phone towers are high enough, but what the 5G tower is, it transmit a microwave frequency as higher than the cell phone tower, but
they have to be spaced every
500 or more feet. So what you're looking at is the transmitted, the ones that he protests against, is up to where they just triangulate and beam off the other one. Well, these are coming like from every other light pole. You look in Chicago and downtown areas, you will see those transmitters are dang near on every other tower because they have to keep that fast frequency flowing. That's why they made the law and saying you can't disrupt that frequency.
And the funny thing, you mentioned downtown here, when you take the train and actually go downtown to a lot of areas like around Michigan Avenue and going further north, you actually see little towers with satellites. They're miniaturized satellites on towers, and I've seen this like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, they're down in the downtown area. I haven't necessarily seen them out here, you know, far as the south side, whatever, in the general residential areas, but they're downtown.
But what you got on the south side, because when I come up to the city in June,
somebody sent me, who listens to the show, sent it to me. It says Pioneer Comic Paul Mooney died, and he said he was COVID-19 vaccinated dose. He took a vaccine.
Wow.
It says Paul Mooney boundaries. That's what they just sent me. They just said, now check it out. I thought everybody, like I could say, it says, COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for telling us. I'm sorry to hear that, but that's the reason why
I'm going to tell you where they sent it to me so y'all can go look it up just to make sure it confirms. It's on www.wavy.com. Now, whether that's true or not, wavy.com. www.wavy, like wavy chips. .com.
Yes.
Go check it out. Somebody just sent it to me. They say he was fully vaccinated. That's what it says. Wow.
That's probably his caretaker. They probably made sure he got because he was living with a relative. Because he couldn't live on his own.
It says he was wearing guidance and fully vaccinated. Wow. I don't know if it's true. This is what's coming out.
Okay.
I'm saying right now, that's why I'm going up there and do it. But she's doing better now. But what she had was a mild heart attack is because she had gathered, she's an asthmatic, but she had fluid on her lungs because she took the vaccine. And I told her, I said, Monsieur, I told you don't take that vaccine. And she told me, no, it ain't that. It's just my water is building up. And no, that's the vaccine. Because what you got is flu-like symptoms, and it's coming from the vaccine releasing into your system. And so she's there in the hospital, and they've been working on her since Saturday. No, Friday. Friday evening was when my sister took her to the ER.
I didn't hear you, Brother Clown. Who you said this was? Your sister?
My mother.
His mother.
Your mother will be
90 years old on the 17th of June.
Wow.
I
remember you saying you're close to 70. Your mother is, damn, that's amazing, bro. That's amazing.
I'm reading an article on Paul Mooney, and I don't see it on here.
I'm going to send it to you, who sends it to me.
Okay.
And I'm sending it to you right now. I was like, okay.
I'm reading the article on Wavy about him, and I don't see it on here where it says that he was rapping. Okay.
I'm ashamed what they showed me. That's what I said. I'm sending to you now.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said. I'm reading an article where they have on him, Wavy.com, Paul Mooney, pioneering comic and writer for Richard Pryor, died at 79.
Yeah, I'm ashamed what they sent me. It's like a link. I was like, okay. Here you go. There you go. I'm sending to you now. There you go.
Okay, and thank you.
I was like, what? I'm like, they listened, so they sent it to me. I'm like, okay. I didn't know this one. I know you was looking for it, but it says
that's what I said. I've seen where.
You got it? There you go. You see it?
I just got it. Wait a minute. Put my glasses on.
I'm just trying to figure out. It says.
This is an article that I pulled up. I did not see that. Now, where did that come from? That's different than what they have online.
I told you they sent it to me. They said go here. I'm looking at it. It says he was vaccinated.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if it's real.
Yeah,
I just tell people
go
look it up.
Yeah,
I say look it up
see.
Until we get more clarity. But like I say, I'm just bringing it out there because you got the great one on. I don't know if he took. I know he in the craft. That's all I'm gonna say. There's no way you could be a comedian, because a comedian is part of the Greek arts and part of the theatrical arts, and you ain't going to be that big being a screenwriter and writing for the greatest without being part of the craft. That's just how it works.
Yeah, that's true. And that's something, because online it does not say it, but on the article I see it. Okay, let me go to the full article.
Yeah,
I thought I did that.
He sent it to me, and... Yeah, he sent it to
me. I see it in the text. Mm-hmm. I'm reading it from the text, but when I was looking at it online, I didn't see that. And we're reading from the same article. That's something.
That's
crazy. Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, letting you know, out of the whole game, let's not get too distracted. That's the seven distractions. So again,
that's right.
Yeah.
You know, if they're coming with different articles, this, that, and the other, we know it's something shaky. So yeah, we already know he not took the vaccine. If they covering it up or trying not to say this is saying this, that, and the other, if we get too deep, it's too much distractions. So again, that's part of the 5G.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
so, what I wanted to give you right quick, 5G, when you came on, personal joke for you and Sister Antoinette. I saw the word as soon as you said it. Much love. 5G, baby. Much is 7, which is G, and love is 5. Much love is 5G, baby.
Right. Yeah, but what I wanted to, you said
let
earlier.
Let me do this real quick, Kwame. I wanted to break this down because it's a dream I had that showed me something. Mm-hmm. That conversations we have, we argue about from distractions. 5G is 5 is circled. G is flat. The circle represents what we call Earth, and we are constantly arguing about the flat, round Earth theory. What I've seen in my dreams, because I ain't been out of space other than my mind and my dreams, baby, showed me that it is both.
Mm.
It is a flat damn circle. It looks like a goddamn peach tree dish. We in an experiment. A peach tree dish is round, but it's flat.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about something that we in an experiment, and we fussing about the shit that we in. It's a whole experiment, flat but round.
Mm.
You got me going in circles, baby. You got me going in circles. Stop.
Round and round I go.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Distractions like a mug.
Wow. Let's
see?
Feedback
it
loops.
It is flat, but it's round, baby. It's a peach tree.
Yes, it is.
It's like that. It's like
circle
that gyro thing. You ever had a gyro? You ever one of them gyro things? The gyro thing is like a. You used to have them gyros that we spin it, and it's
yeah.
just flat. But when it goes around, it gives the appearance of a circle.
Right.
And, yeah. That's this. That's yep. heavy. Yeah. Much. Oh, wow. Antoinette,
see?
On Wednesday night with Brother Eddie. I told y'all that. But listen, they
Brother Eddie is fantastic.
So it's just like
Brother
understanding the flat is a circle when we understand the degrees we have. We all have degrees, but that's what a circle and a damn square is. A square
mm-hmm.
has four 90-degree angles. 9 plus 4 is 360. What is a circle? Circumference, 360, baby. It's a circle and a square.
But what, Brother Eddie, you were speaking at, when I chimed in, when you were talking about witchcraft, remember?
Right.
When you were talking, okay, and the part that I got with it is W-H-I-C-H or W-I-T-C-H.
Mm-hmm.
Witchcraft.
Which is which, baby? Which is which?
I got you. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, the spelling of the word, again, gives the number. That's the key to all of
right.
this, my portion of showing us. See, because
right.
also 5G is no more than to help see or help the blind see. Blind is
right.
5 and see is 7. We got a whole bunch of people out here who are blind. And all we are
but
doing is
what's the old
just
saying,
helping.
You got to let the blind lead the blind?
Well,
what
again,
is,
that blind leading the blind is 5 and 5, 5. But that's also understanding that the blind will eventually recognize the game.
Mm.
Because being blind is 5, game is 5. Being blind is only part of the game that they not put you in. We ain't
but
blind.
See, but the part that we look at is that we work 5 days a week. And so
mm-hmm.
that means is that you work in 5 D-A-Z-E or you work in D-A-Y-S. Or you're working those 5, if you're in the days, that at the end of the week, you're not W-E-E-K, you're W-E-A-K. It weakens you
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
what you're doing is, the person says, is that you got to give me 40 hours of time, which that means
mm-hmm.
that binds you from doing what? When you spell time backwards, it binds you from E-M-I-T, emitting.
Emit.
So what
emit.
They're doing
emit.
Is that they bind you to what they call time. And their
mm-hmm.
their calendar and their clock, they say you got to
mm-hmm.
give them, let me, we're going to tie you for 40 hours. You got to be here at 9 o'clock and you got to leave here at 5 o'clock and you only get a half an hour for lunch. So this is how they tie your energy for them
mm-hmm.
to produce what they need to do, and you only get a portion enough to take care of your financial needs in order for them to take the rest of the wealth and have you to consume what it is that they're invested in. This is why we have to learn how to look at how we invest in ourselves, because when they make these areas, McDonald's, Walgreens, all of them pick up prime real estate. And they have these logos that, and even in having the color with the red in it, red is a subliminal message for hunger. And if you notice, all of the food chains have red in it. Even Coca-Cola.
Isn't that red, drink. The lower chakra also is red?
That's your root.
That's it.
Red, yellow, and blue is normally what you see on all of these fast food restaurants. All of
right.
them are one of the three. That's correct.
Right. And so what we're looking at is how they get you to invest in you being bound, tied to them, and they utilize your energy because is that you're giving your will to them. Instead of you making it to keep yourself free, you're allowing them to keep you tied to them while they be free.
Wow.
This brother was on the Breakfast Club, and he came out of prison. And he learned from a guy in there, told him, you know, you getting ready to do 10 years. I'm going to do 18 months. I stole $2 million, paid off the $800,000 fine. When I get out of prison, I still got $1 million. You got to go back out here and trap again. And this brother that created his, he's called New York Trap. He's from New Orleans. And the brother is a stock genius now. He says that he's invested in his 6-year-old daughter, so when she get 18, she got $2 million invested.
So there ain't no need for her to go to school.
No, but she can pay for whatever she want to pay for when she get 18.
Right.
And see, this is what he learned, and he's created this thing to where this is what I need to, because I can talk to you from the street because I'm a street person. All I'm doing is using the language of the street to tell you about how to buy and invest in stock.
Right. He has a certain vibration.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I need to make an announcement, and we also have another caller. Y'all, we have 15 minutes, well, 12 minutes left, forgive me. That's in this live program. In order for you to continue to listen to it, or if you have a question or a comment, you have to call in. The call-in number is area code 626-414-3504. Again, that number is area code 626-414-3504. And does anyone have the other number with you on hand? Okay, I'm going to let in the caller, and I'm going to go and get the other number. Okay, go ahead.
Other number is 515-605-9343. That's 515-605-9343.
Okay, and Brother Eddie, do you want to give your contact information before I take the caller?
Yes, I can be contacted at eharris12764@gmail.com. That's eharris12764@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And the caller, area code 313.
Hello?
Hello, Ms. Kim.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all got it going on. I just want to tell you all what I just experienced. The other day, I was looking at, I like J-Star, because they tell it, I believe they tell it, like they, as they know it. And they were talking about the vaccine and what's in the vaccine. And there was a doctor on there that said that whatever that is they got in there, it's going to mm-hmm. hook you up to the 5G. It's going to hook you up to the 5G. They're going to have you on Google and everywhere, all those that have taken it.
Oh.
I hope not. But this was a doctor that was saying it. And she said the reason that she can say it is because she had a private practice. But most of the doctors just weren't along with it. They're working for the hospital or something like that. You know? I wanted to say that there were a couple of other things that you all had shared them. I've forgotten it. I didn't write it down. When I think of it, if we're still on that, I'll mention it again. You know, but that's what, go ahead, John. Oh, and I worked with Paul. I worked with Paul Moody.
Okay, you want to tell us about that?
No, you all go ahead.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you, is if you knew Paul Mooney and if you had anything that you would like to tell us in regard to him. When was the last time you seen that you actually got to talk with him?
Well, from my understanding, he's had problems mentally for a little while, you know. But I worked with him when I came back to Israel, because he worked with Nikki, my ex-husband. They worked together. And I did a show where he was hosting. He was the MC of the show. But I've known him for years.
Good evening, Ms. Kim.
Good evening, everybody. Is that what I'm
How you doing? Yes,
you
ma'am. I needed to ask a question because you are more a Motown archive. And what today is Malcolm X's Earth Day. He was born on May 19, 1929. But what they have put out, it was at the time when he was speaking, and he did a famous speech called the Message to the Grassroots. And what they did was recorded it, and when they recorded it, in order for them to get this distributed back in the 60s, Berry Gordy did the distribution for Malcolm X's Message to the Grassroots. Do you know anything about it?
Yes. Actually, Mickey was responsible for him recording that scene because he had Motown had nothing to do with politics at all. And just I think I told you
right.
all when Marvin knew what's going on, he said he thought it was the greatest work that he had done to that point, and nobody liked it, especially Barry and his wife. They couldn't stand it, you know. And the reason that Motown distributed Malcolm X is because Mickey talked Barry into recording Dr. King.
Okay, so that is true because they were saying that's how we have it today is because Berry Gordy did the recording and distributed it because the two guys that went there to record it, they just tape recorded it and then didn't have the equipment or didn't have the way in which to distribute it. But then they went to Motown, and Motown went and published it so the people could have that speech that he made.
As I say, that's because Barry was talked into doing, he was talked into recording Dr. King. But Motown definitely had nothing to say politically. Look at all the music into what's going on.
Right, because even with that, because that was his name, Detroit Red, because he lived in, part of his life was in Detroit.
Well, he was from somewhere in Michigan, wasn't he?
He lived in Lansing, but they call him Detroit Red, but he was born in Omaha. He was born in Omaha.
Right, Omaha, Nebraska.
Detroit. Right.
But he was raised in Lansing? Is that what it was?
Was people were there, and what he did was when he was in his heyday, he was in the streets of Detroit. Then he got in some trouble. Then he went up to Harlem.
When he went to prison, where was he?
He was in Boston. That's when he got arrested up there with breaking and entering. What really they got him for because he was working with white women. Well, he was pimping white women.
Mm-hmm. Okay, in Boston. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. That speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Oh yeah.
And did they get him on that man bill? What is that? Man. You know that man bill that they made for Jack Johnson for the boxer. No, for him transporting
they got him for the burglaries, but they gave him the maximum.
Mm-hmm. But I remember the white woman got off.
Because they turned on him and told that they lied and said that he forced them to do this and did whatever. You know, they played the poor little white girl that you know, these black men made us do this.
Yeah.
Bless y'all heart.
But thank you, Ms. Kim. I know if it had to be verified because I know they gave it on Greg Carr did it on what would they have African-American YouTube. I mean, study Karen Hunter and Greg Carr does it. African Americans, the world's largest African American class on YouTube. And he was talking about Malcolm's birthday, and he was talking about that Barry Gordy was the one that gave, published that speech so everybody could have that speech. And I said, I'm going to check with Miss Kim and make sure.
That's what, but like I said prior to Dr. King, and well, you can check it for yourself. Listen.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Before what's going on, there was nothing ever said politically. But you just want to make the white folks mad.
And, you know, I was upset because when we were talking about what's going on and when we were doing the thing about Marvin, I wanted you to tell the people that he did that for his brother Freddie, who you recorded with.
Yeah.
What was the brother's name? Freddie.
Franklin.
Right. Frankie. Right.
Frankie, I'm sorry, Miss Kim.
Right.
Yeah,
and
well, Frankie went to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Frankie went to Vietnam, and when he came home, he was asking Marvin, man, he thought, is what I'm hearing, is that really what's going on? And that's what inspired the song. Nobody ever speaks about Obie Benson of the Four Tops. Obie Benson started the song. The mother, Obie had started that, and then Marvin and Obie got together, so.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Obie was the bass singer for the Four Tops, the one that had the great big smile. That's who we are.
Yeah.
You all go ahead. I mean, y'all on it.
We have to have words of wisdom from the guys.
That's all I've heard tonight. Brother Eddie. You only better and drop on. I love you. I love all y'all.
We love you, Miss Kim.
Yeah,
we love you.
As a matter of fact, when I was at Motown, they said that I was militant.
After getting to know you, Miss Kim, I do see in some ways you could be militant. But you do it in a loving way.
Yeah, because when you and Martha Reeves was having your birthday celebration, the militant came out in you.
No, it wasn't militant. That was not militant. That was factual. She didn't know what she was coming. And on my birthday, I'm not going to let you do that. Some other day, I might not say nothing. What you going on? That was my birthday. I turned 81. My only problem is I need my money, y'all. Would y'all please with me to get my money?
Yes, we will. We'll put good thoughts out there for it to come to you, Miss Kim.
I need some money now. And I got people who owe me thousands of dollars. Ain't no one to chew those. So... y'all talk about your mother. Y'all people need some help too. Because most of my problems have come from y'all people.
Well, Miss Kim, we're going to have to
start. No, old saying goes, if for owe you, you never go broke.
Yeah.
Boy, you're about to make me cuss more. Brother Ray told me, he said, you had, your program had been just great. And all of a sudden, here you come up cussing. So don't make me cuss, Brother I don't call that militancy, but I'll tell you all what. My mother told me, she said, when I started school, she said, you can be out there fighting if you want. But you better win the fight or win the race. I'm not coming out there for none of that. So win the fight or win the race. So I had to learn to take up for myself. And I guess that's one of the reasons that I feel so blessed by hearing you all, because that's the kind of thing that I grew up with. listening to people with knowledge,
right,
passing it on. But all of a sudden, we stopped doing that. That's one of the problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's one of the problems. And I do want to say, mm-hmm, yes, I want to say this. Hold your thought for just 1 minute. Claudette Robinson, Smokey Robinson, J.T. White. We were in a club, and when they were getting ready to pass the integration law, Claudette said, well, that means we're going to be acting like them, right? And if you really look at our problem, that's when we changed as a people. That's when we ceased to be a people, when we integrated. And I'm not being militant. I'm just saying what it, you know, how I see it. That's how I see it.
I agree 100%, Ms. Kim. I agree totally.
I second
that.
That
was our downfall when we integrated, because we had hotels, motels, gas stations,
yes,
pop stores. We had everything until we integrated.
We got nothing.
And everything is everything. We didn't have to go out to the mall. We didn't have to, well, over here where I live at, we didn't have to go to no doggone mall. Everything was literally here. Your doctors, your dentists, go pay your gas bill, your water bill, your light bill. KFC chicken was actually good back then.
But see, before Derek, South Park, from 35th Street all the way to 55th Street was all owned by us.
Yeah, that's
from
what my mother used
to
tell me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, where I-75 is in Detroit is where the main black business is. Black Bottom was where most people, when they came from the South, that's where they came. That was where I was raised. And the people had respect for themselves, because we were hardworking people. They had worked us half to death. And now we can work for ourselves and make our own. And that's what they came here and did. But all of a sudden, we ain't got nothing. Oh, one more
thing.
Yeah,
and see, we got to realize in 10 days, on May 29th, is the 100th anniversary of the massacre of Black Wall Street. That was a whole city or town created, and like you said, we had banks, we had doctors and lawyers, we had stores, we had homes and churches. They burnt it and they bombed it from the sky. The first time in America that anything was bombed from the sky, and that's what they did to those our people there in on Black Wall Street in Greenwood, Oklahoma.
Like
100 years ago,
I-75 is where we had our main businesses. But where I lived on Shane Street, which is in Black Bottom, and I lived right next door to a drugstore that was black owned. I don't even know a black pharmacist now.
But, you know, COVID is really doing something, because was it Brother Tutmose was saying that they were giving tickets away for the Mets or somebody in New York, and saying that they had the people that have been vaccinated. They have a section for the people that's vaccinated, and then they have a section that they're going to separate the people from that's not vaccinated. I say, oh, so we getting ready to have vaccinated water fountains and vaccinated bathrooms.
It's segregation all over again.
I
think Bob Ed was trying to say something.
Yeah, the five again, family. 5-5-5. There it is. The five is the circle. What do we say? If you don't know your history, or let's make it plain, if you don't know history, damn it, you bound to repeat it. We going back to identification cards and papers to show your vaccine. We needed that back in slavery to show our freedom. They needed that back in the Holocaust to show their freedom. I mean, it's the same damn game plan.
Apartheid in South Africa.
That's
so
it. Again, it's the same. Look at the numbers. The numbers don't change. They just keep changing the damn words right in front of us. The same circle is going around with the same numbers throughout history. That's
right.
That's
what you're saying. What we're doing now.
We have another caller, y'all. I'm going to come in. Area code 618. Area code 618. If you have yourself on mute, take yourself off, please.
Maybe they hit one by mistake.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll put you back on mute.
Go ahead, Brother
Okay,
Carmen.
I'll come back.
No, what you're saying is that you're correct because you got to have the COVID ID papers. Then we used to have it what was called manumission papers, and that you mm-hmm. had to have papers from the court saying that you were a free person. You had to have papers in South Africa, and the people had to show papers that you were working in the mines and working in whatever work that you were doing there, and you only could be in a certain area because that was how you had to be identified. And so what we're seeing is this is the new form, because I said we moved from Jim Crow, now we're in Jim Code.
That's,
you know,
it. And again, when we look at America's mantra logo, united we stand, what we fall, divided, 6 feet, y'all.
Yeah.
Divided comes to five. That's 6 feet. That's six again. And what is this with the shot and not being shot going to do? It's going to separate us farther. More violence,
yep.
As I said in the beginning of the show, we going to see. Antoinette, you sent me a video with a bus driver going off on a student without a mask. I mean, come on now. You better get prepared because it's coming. It's part of the crazy, the insanity that they're pushing to start their nonsense called One World Order. It's all part of that same plan that started way back, Rex 84, the Prince Albert plan. It's all in effect, man. Even that, if you read that and you see the numbers behind what's being said, is what we're saying now. The same darn thing. Words change. The numbers are still the same.
Did you hear me say the same song, just a different melody?
Excuse me?
Did you hear me? I said the same old song, just a different melody.
Yeah. That's it. All around the world, same song.
Yeah.
All around the world, the same song.
I was telling you all about the Daystar program. They've taken that show off the air because the people are telling the people they don't need that vaccine. They are saying there are other things that you can take. Can you remember what I said? That was Budesonide. You can buy it in a drugstore, and they've been using it for at least 25 years, and it does the same thing that the vaccine does, but that vaccine hasn't been tested, and it's got synthetics in it.
Yeah.
That brother scientist said it's changing our DNA.
That's why they're injecting within the vaccine is mRNA, messenger to control your soul, to control your consciousness. RNA 7, consciousness 7, soul is 7. As mentioned before, they don't have a soul. They got a spirit, but they don't have a soul. See?
Right.
So all that pertaining to us. That's what they want from us, our spirituality from the soul, along with the melanin, 7, and our organ, 7. Organs are worth
that's
a lot
like
of money. 7.
That's
why,
like a sandwich. No meat without, you got bread, but no meat.
Yeah. Yeah, see? But what we're seeing is because the thing is happening where we are in the galaxy and what we have being downloaded from the planets and where we are in the galaxy, they know that the activation that we're moving from a Homo sapien to a Homo spiritus, this is the interference that they're attempting to do genetically, because they're trying to alter you back to what you're, the thing in which was in the time of Piscean era. They want to keep that under control, but it's not going to happen.
Exactly. Another 5G right quick for us that you just mentioned and I just thought about, 5G. Five is carbon. We're constantly talking about they're changing our carbon. Five is vaccine.
Right.
Five is carbon. Seven is melanin. Melanin and carbon, 5G. That's what they want from us.
And what we're doing is that what are they using? They're using silica. Because all the things in which they're using as far as computers has to deal with silica. That's why you have Silicon Valley. And what they're doing is they've made an artificial crystal. But the thing of it is that the crystalline that is already aligned in us is activated with the frequency of what's coming from above and what's coming resonating that's already with the Earth ship being where it is in the galaxy and the solar system and the planets aligning, the frequency have changed and there's nothing they can do but try to distort as much as possible and attack the human genome, the human gene, and try to alter the gene again, as they said in the reptilians and all of that stuff, was that we're at 6 strands and we're going back to 12. But the activation is at what they call the junk DNA, the 33,000 strands of dormant DNA is becoming activated.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask a question? I heard Robert Kennedy Jr. Speaking about socialism. First step to communism.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, well, that's one of the things that he's talking about, that we need to wake up because they have been doing it for over 30 years, planning to do what they're doing now.
Yeah.
Over 30 years have been in America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a caller, but I want to say this first. They had where Bill Gates had patented a chip that was to be placed in the vaccine, but now, you know, everything is discrediting that article and, you know, different articles on it. But the patent number is 060606, supposed to be inserted in the vaccine to collect data on you.
And see, Brother Wesley been teaching us about learning those patent numbers to these biological, these chemical weapons. That's
yes.
Important.
Yes. Okay, let me bring the caller in. Area code 347.
Keisha, what's good? How's everything?
What's good?
Hello.
Good, man. How you doing, sister? How you feeling?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
You sound much better this week, much, much better.
Oh, well, thank you. I feel a lot better. But see, Brother Eddie was the one who was really sick.
You sound like you can sing a song tonight. Like you can hit some vocals.
Pardon me?
Like you got your voice. So you sound like you got your voice, like you can hit some vocals, like you can sing a song or something tonight. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, Brother
Eddie?
Thank
you. I'm so happy.
Eddie still there?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? I'm
sorry.
I've been talking and had my mute on, Brother Thomas. How you doing? I'm here, man. My bad.
Oh, no problem, man. You saw that picture I just sent you not too long ago.
Yeah, I was tripping on that, and then I went through all the other different logos to make sure I was right with those colors being red, yellow, and blue. And
you see the number of McDonald's?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody has a lot of
background noise.
That's probably me. Hold on. Let me turn off the television because I was sitting here watching the basketball game, man, hoping the Lakers lose. But,
lost.
When you hold that McDonald's sideways, if you take the McDonald's logo and hold it sideways, it makes the number 13.
Yep.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. the Google, they began building a new large quantum computer research center, and they said that they will the objective of this is to have fully functional personal quantum computers for people by the year 2029. So the timeline has been sort of pushed up on this. And I said, wow, you know, they're trying to push it real fast. And it's funny because 2029, this I don't know the significance of the number. Right, what's that?
Well, 2029 is a four.
It's supposed to be an asteroid projected to either hit the Earth or just miss it. It's called Apophis. Apophis, like apocalypse, but Apophis. And then it's supposed to go circle around the sun and come back. And it definitely hit the Earth by 2036. But either way, I'm just looking at these timelines, like they're pushing it up for a reason. Google said that they have a Project Pluto. Google says it could one day supercharge the ability of conversational AI assistants, like, you know, Alexa and stuff, to make conversations more like you're talking to another person now. So pretty much saying like Alexa and Google Assistant and Siri will be actually able to have a conversation with you, you know, where you moving you further away from having to conversate with another person. You know what I'm saying? Now you're actually going to have conversations with your phone and your toaster or whatever else is hooked up to the internet, which is interesting. And then they also announced they got this Project Starline. And this one here is futuristic project proposes to deliver virtual chat booths, which allow users to convert themselves into life-size 3D hologram versions. So you appear in a room with another person. So pretty much like instead of us being on the phone, we could all go to this booth and download a version of ourselves and all be in the same room together instead of on the same phone call, like just an added feature where we're actually looking at each other, but in a holographic, you get what I'm saying?
It sounds like that series Black Mirror, one of those episodes where they were playing the computer game instead of on the phone, and they could see each other, and these two brothers fell in love, you know,
in this fight game.
You know,
yes,
virtual reality bull and living that. So, yeah, that's what it sounds like, what you're talking about. So, yeah.
Exactly. The only difference is instead of in that Black Mirror episode, it was like a female character and a male character.
Right.
This would be like, in this version, it would be like actual, a 3D version. Like, I've never met you, like, in person.
Mm-hmm.
We've spoken on the phone thousands of times and, you know, texted everything, but. Like it'll be like I get to meet you, but it'll be a 3D version of you. When you meet the 3D version of me, we kind of can meet each other for the first time, which I can see that being like the next step to Facebook, the next step to social media, where instead of you just having a profile picture, you actually gonna go into. You know, because mind you, this is all going to work with the virtual reality glasses, you know, so.
Right.
You know, so I'm just looking at where they're going with it. And we're getting closer to pretty much human extinction, man. They're trying to make us not meet each other, man, not have any communication with each other. You know, if we are around each other, we have to wear a mask. You know, and now they just want us to just be a. You only see the virtual version of yourself. If you remember that, it's an old movie with Sylvester Stallone and Sandra Bullock, and it's like he's a cop from the past who came back.
Demolition Man.
And it was like he had to put the thing on, and they was about to have sex, and he was like,
right.
you know, how does this work? We don't touch each other anymore. The passing fluids is against the, you know, so they put this virtual thing on it. Yeah, imagine that, man. That's like essentially where they're going with this, bro. You know, especially with COVID, right? Like, it's going to be some new disease, like she said, because she mentioned like four or five after this disease and that disease and that. Like, that all came after AIDS. And like, wow, you know, like, come on, man. This is like they really making this stuff real. I'll mute myself, man. Thank you.
I have a question. So basically, I want people's opinions. Now, they're saying that, you know, okay, no mask if you've been vaccinated. So Biden said today, I think it was today, that for those that don't get vaccinated, you'll pay the price. So now, do you think that people that aren't vaccinated, and because, you know, now, you know, my whole thing is, okay, do I need a mask now to protect me against the vaccinated people from, you know, whatever they got that's in them that could come out and, you know, attack me? Or if someone pops up and they get COVID, are they going to say, because I'm not vaccinated, that it's my fault, and, you know, then you're going to have people go to jail for life or whatever because they're going to say that you killed these people. But then I also have it where, okay, if you're not vaccinated, whatever these vaccinated people do have that's in them, is that going to be new diseases that they're going to be able to put on you? Did that make
that's
sense?
That's what that doctor was talking about, Antoinette. Excuse me. The doctor was saying that they're going to suffer the consequences, those that have had the shot, because it has not been tested. They don't know what that shot's going to do. And they say, we're going to have to protect ourselves, those that's not taking it. We're going to have to protect ourselves against them. Mm-hmm. That's what the doctor
said.
Yes,
so I agree. Yes, I agree with that. Yeah, but
so remember
when other versions that are coming, you know, that this is supposed to go on and on and on. You know, every time you turn around, they have another version of it. You know, something else that is attached to this COVID.
Yeah, like, again, remember, this is an ongoing game. Every year before COVID came, every year was another disease, SARS, H1N1, I can't even think of, they had one named after the queen, some type of flu after the queen when she had her birthday the year Prince died. So, I mean, every year they come up with another disease, AIDS. It's on and on. It's a never-ending cycle, being a circle. So,
I think they come up with the vaccines and things, and then they tell you what you got.
Again, these are all man-made nonsense that they come up with, and it's fear that's pushing people to get this nonsense. But again, like I said, if we even look at it biblically, Bible is 7. They said you're going to get the mark of the beast and the hand of the forehead. Forehead is 7. 7 is the arm. Armageddon is the last thing that they gonna see, because again, we still looking at it the way they give it to us biblically. The personal relationship is, we see it the way we supposed to see it, right here, right now. For me, that's it. This is the Armageddon at the end of time, and the end of time is those who have taken the shot. We, the ones
in the arm,
have to watch out. But again, that's far to separate.
I don't think that's the mark of the beast. I don't think the vaccine is the mark of the beast because the Antichrist is not fully risen yet.
No, that doesn't. Again, this is all preparation before he rises. The mark is being put in the people.
The mark of the beast, you get it when the Antichrist has risen. Then you take the mark of the beast.
But again, I don't think we even recognize who the mark of who the beast is. The beast been here. Sugar, the beast is man. By number, that's even what they say in the Bible.
We don't know who it is that's standing there. Hasn't been revealed.
So again,
that's
the illusion. And again, if we got into, if not this way, another way. My way is numbers. I see who it is by numbers. But if we don't know the number, we don't know what we're looking at. Come on, this is what I keep telling on my part of giving us to it. You're not seeing the number in anything you're saying. We're saying words with no numbers behind it to give us a wisdom beyond what we have been programmed to see in the way we see it.
But what you're saying, Eddie, is what apocalypse means. Apocalypse means to unveil or to reveal.
That's all it means. I know what apocalypse means. Yes, that's the apocalypse to reveal. It's revelations. That's what the apocalypse actually is. They got people thinking apocalypse is the end, as they do with Armageddon. Stop. No. I'm saying if you don't even know the definition, know the number, damn it, and find your own way.
Well, the Eddie also said, it also said that the reason that we're being raptured is because even the very elect will be deceived if we're not.
Exactly. Thank you. Ding, ding, ding. I got a family member that uses that quote all the time, that the elite will be deceived. Man. And it's not just those that we put in high positions, but those of us who think we're so educated. They're going to be deceived. Education is seven, baby. That's the box. Box is seven. Think outside that education, outside the box. We got
the
there
cube.
We step. The cube is seven. But, thank you. That's the box, seven.
But even
when
can I add something
sure.
Real quick?
Yes, sir.
As you see, we have the conflict right now in the place that the white people call Israel, right? And they bombing the Palestinians, and they're planning, from what I hear, to knock down the big mosque with the golden roof that's there in Jerusalem. And it also says, because that mosque stands on the place where Solomon Temple was supposed to be at. And the Jews have planned for years to take that mosque down and rebuild Solomon's Temple, which is also one of the end time things that they say. You know, you can't rebuild that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I got that. I was on mute, man, so I always put myself on mute when everybody talking. So if I happen to do something, y'all won't hear no crinkling and noise in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the seven call respect, family, because that's what we got to get back to, as Ms. Kim said. We had respect back then, but it's back on us now, the seven. The seven is respect. We got to respect ourselves in order to respect others. A lot of us don't truly respect our damn self.
Right.
So we got to
understand
when
by taking that shot.
With, hey. But again, that's why we here. The conversation is supposed to elevate and activate and energize each and every one of us. If not, it drains. Just think of when we're in conversations with different people. Some people will drain you with the shit they talk about.
Yep.
Excuse my French, but they will drain the hell out of you.
And you can't let them do that.
That's it, baby. See, because drain is seven. If they're not giving you energy seven through that conversation, hey, bye-bye, I got to go. I got to go.
And that's what we call spiritual vampires.
If I can't forget, it also says we have to guard our ears, guard our eyes, guard our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
And that's what you're talking about. That's what you're talking about, brother. I need to listen to any and everything.
What's the song, Eddie? Just talking loud and saying nothing.
Talking loud and saying nothing.
Yeah.
You can't tell me how to run my life now. You can't tell me how to keep my business out. You can't tell me that I'm doing wrong when you keep on singing that same old funny song. When you keep
He's
on singing that same old funny song. Talking loud. and saying nothing. Oh, love it, man. Oh, I'm finna pull out my crate when we get off the phone and get some James Brown going, baby. Oh, and you had mentioned that name earlier, dealing with the court, and you brought up George Floyd, which we haven't, which is all right. But since we got the numbers of witchcraft, we got that number 4 and 5 that we've been dealing with earlier, dealing with the last secret, dealing with the age of Aquarius, well, understanding the witchcraft was used with George Floyd. George is 31, which is 4. Floyd is 16, which is 7, 47, baby. It's all part of a ritual, as we've been talking. Rituals come to 32, which is 5, on the 5. We got to learn our rituals, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to try 618 again. Remember, they had their hand up earlier, and their hand is still up, so let me try them again. Area code 618. Okay, I guess you're just listening.
You're listening, went to sleep, or anyway, I had mentioned earlier, Sister Antoinette, when you was reading that article, giving that number, and I think I was trying to ask you the number before you closed that page to make sure I had it right, because if I was listening correctly, you actually gave us 666.
Oh, for the patent number?
The patent number, yeah. The patent number, I think you said it was 060606.
Yeah, I know it comes down to 666.
Right, so that's 666. When you drop the zeros, there your 666 mark of the beast and what you just gave us with that patent number.
Wow. Just like that Trace Act, huh? Introduced
that's
by
it,
Bobby Rush.
Bobby Rush, that's it.
I know it was W O. Wait a minute, give me a second.
But what to go and what Antoinette has given us is that he obtained that patent because he created a software that can identify the human frequencies. Mm-hmm. He already has developed a algorithm that can be used to identify, like your blood pressure, your temperature.
Right.
He has the software now to put into Microsoft that this is the way in which you're going to be able to open your phone or open up your browser with Microsoft. Is you have to use your human features. So if you have a patent on that, then what he's doing is that he's going to be able to know what people that he has connected, has his patent connected to.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get a patent on
something, that we're no longer owned. We're owned by them. Once they put their patent in you, you've been with everyone, not me because I didn't take it, but anyone who took that vaccine, you have become their slaves because at any time, because they put their property in you, they own you. And
you're no longer sovereign.
Can I please give Brother Eddie this number, y'all? Brother Eddie, it's W-O-20-200-0606. So you just got to add the W and the O. Oh, and the 202.
Yeah, 202.
Yeah.
Okay.
But W-O is the letters.
Mm-hmm.
But when they first start using barcodes open with a 6, identifies in the middle with a 6, and it closes with a 6. And this is why they were saying barcodes was the part of the mark of the beast, because it opens, identifies, and closes with 666. All the binary in between is all the other parts that go to it, but that's how it runs.
Y'all that are on, if you press 1 and you have a question or a comment, you press 1 and I'll be happy to open your line.
The way that they're going to connect all of us in the future is through those square barcodes.
for QR codes. I don't know if y'all see them. Some places now, if they want you to get on their Wi-Fi, you just scan the QR code instead of put the password in and you can get in.
Oh, really?
You know,
I haven't seen that.
It's on every product you buy now. It has a little QR code or a little square barcode, a little square.
They're in the restaurant, too.
I'm actually noticing it on our news here on Channel 9 and Channel 32. In the left-hand corner, they have a barcode that you can scan that your phone will pick up, and it'll just pull the app right in once you take the picture of the barcode. So, they're doing that everywhere.
They had 1,500 drones in China. And the 1,500 drones in a sequence flew up in the sky, and it created a giant barcode. And all the people in China held their phones up and scanned the barcode that the drones made. You get what I'm saying? And they got, like, free stuff, you know. But that QR code is the key to how you're going to get your paycheck, how you're going to get your medical records. That's the blockchain. It's all going to operate through that QR code. That's going to be the authentication. If you want to make a transaction happen, you ask for the transaction pool, who you are, and then they send you the QR code letting you know that transaction went through, right? So also with the frequencies, they got this new technology where if you could take, you ever, of course, everyone on the phone line seen a tennis racket before, right? So let's just say a giant tennis racket, like a building-sized tennis racket. As the wind goes through those strands, the wind now makes those lines move, you know, the things that hit the ball, you know, on the racket, the net. As that moves, that creates a frequency. And every other strand is a copper line that's able to pick up the frequency from those other two strands moving that's above and below it. And that is going to be able to harness the wind energy instead of using windmills. So when I saw this, I said, wow, it's all frequency. It's not really harnessing. It's sort of like a guitar effect. If you pluck a guitar string and it just keeps going for a few seconds. So as though the wind blows those strands and they move, the residual effect of the movement is captured by those other lines, which are copper. I send y'all a video on it. Very intriguing. It's all frequency.
Tutmos, wasn't the rapper that got killed there when he was going to use the QR code to put his music out and on all, and that way you couldn't get his music unless you scanned the QR code. Then
that
you
was
had,
I forget it. That was the brother from Compton, California,
right,
named Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle, right.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of Wall Street Trapper, this brother that came out of prison and started to work?
Yeah, I heard of him.
Yeah, he's supposed to be, you know, the new mogul out there teaching people how to buy and trade stock. But he's using it from the street, using street language in Wall Street language.
Yeah, I've seen a few of his kind of stuff he put out. I never seen him in person.
Yeah, he was on Breakfast Club, and they had a good interview with him. I think I sent it. No, I don't have your information, but I know I just sent it to Antoinette.
Okay.
He's on the Breakfast Club, and they just did an interview with him, and he told about how he, you know, when he went to prison, he was looking at doing 10 years, and the guy was doing 18 months for stealing $2 million. And he was out there doing a penny ante crime. He said, "You ain't even do $100,000 for your crime."
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
May I ask a question?
I'm gonna check him out.
Yeah, check him out. He's taking what he learned from incarceration, and what he's doing is coming back to the streets and talking to the brothers on the streets, because this is how he's able to talk their language. That's why he called it trapping, because that's the language in the streets. They use that in the drug trade and all the games that they run in the street called trap. So he says, I can teach people Wall Street trapping.
Yeah, you know, I said before, I don't understand why the brothers stand on the street corners and still sell drugs when you got the dark web and you can just mail it to somebody and get the money sent right to your account. It's like white people do. Like, you know, you need a computer. And, you know, they can't trace it, supposedly. So many ways that these young people can get money these days. And they don't teach it in school. I think that at this point in time, that brothers like that Wall Street Trapper and other brothers who know these things, these alternative ways to make money, to put it in a way that the youth can get it in a hip-hop fashion, is the only way you're going to reach them. Because they're not going to, unless you can get somebody famous, and, you know, to talk about it for you, you know, you could hire, you know, somebody that's an influencer. You know, so yeah, that's a genius move he's doing, man.
Right. And what he started studying was all the billionaires and millionaires that were in the market, as where he had to learn to see how that they were doing it, even though it was boring reading. But he said, I need to know, and then I can convert it from their language into our language.
You know what, y'all? I got something I got to tell y'all. And forgive me for not doing this at the beginning of the show, but this is really important. The man who was a tycoon who dumped 47 million gallons of toxic waste in Flint gets 1 year. But the man who, another man gets life for weed. Does that make any sense to y'all?
Yep, because you got the complexion for the protection, and you got the money to pay the cost.
Yeah, I think Dr. X calls it selected prosecution. You know, they're gonna pick and choose who they're gonna put in jail for what. In New York, you get caught with a gun, it's 8.5 years. If you are an entertainer, and you get caught with a gun, it's a year and a day. You know, a whole different set of rules. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
How much time did Plaxico Burress get for that gun? He shot himself in the club. You don't remember the wide receiver? Because didn't that happen to him up in New York too?
Yeah, I believe he did a year and a day.
Wow. There
same
you
as
go.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne did with Trump.
Now what he did with
he
Trump?
Got a party.
He had got caught with a gun on an airplane for having the gun on the plane. Yeah, that was different though. Then that was other. He needed that party. He needed that, or he would have been doing 10 years flat. That's federal. You was on a plane, bro. Oh man, we had a rapper in New York. He was messing with those Percocets and stuff, Oxycontin pills, and he was out. You know, and he tried to get on the plane to go to a show with a gun. They threw him under the jail, man. His name was Jules Santana.
But wasn't that you, Tutmos, was saying that, who was it, the Mets or somebody were giving away free seats for the first game of the season, and they had sections where it's going to be COVID sections, and then the people that hasn't had vaccination would have to sit in another section of the stadium?
Yeah, that's going on right now.
Okay, so that's segregation.
It's gonna be like a whole nother set of rules if you don't take that. He said you're gonna pay if you don't take it, and he ain't playing. You're gonna pay drastically. You're gonna lose your job. You're gonna lose your access to certain things. You might lose your bank. They might not let you in your bank if you don't take it, so you're going to lose certain. They might not let you use an ATM machine. They got so many ways they could do it.
Well, just like the other night, you went on the net. Remember the move, the net, where they just...
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
It's against the Constitution. It is against the Constitution.
The Constitution was suspended. Trump called for a state. When Trump, when this COVID and everything came out, Trump called a state of emergency. Whenever a state of emergency is declared, the Constitution is suspended.
Yeah, but what they're doing is they're forming what they're trying to cut is going to be hard to do in this country. But they want the same kind of social control that China has over its people.
Communism.
Yeah.
What? Right. But in their communism, it's called social behavior credit.
Control.
And that
mm-hmm.
your everything is done through your facial recognition. So if they showed on YouTube where the guy was jaywalking, the camera picked him up jaywalking, went in, gave him a ticket, took it out of his account and had done that before he finished jaywalking.
They started doing that about over 10 years ago. I don't know if I remember, I had mentioned on the show, when I came back from Arizona, I had a camera ticket I didn't know about. You know, the state of Arizona subpoenaed Chase, and Chase sent me a subpoena and took out $100 and something, but they did it after the fact, though. So this was starting years ago. They get access to your accounts and everything.
I got one coming out of Indiana, going around to get going up to DeKalb, and next thing
mm-hmm.
I know, I got a ticket in the mail. I got them at D.C. is bad for it.
Wow.
Mm.
They got speed traps. You're doing 55, as soon as you come off the ramp, it's 25.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, we have them here. Yep, you just turn the lane, and it changes.
And they're dealing with the freedom of speech too.
Oh yeah,
you know?
Well they showed you that when they banned Trump from social media.
Yeah, that is true.
And think about it metaphorically. You put a mask on your mouth. Half the time, you hear trying to hear somebody. You can't talk with the damn mask on. You can't hear them.
No.
That tell you right they violated your constitutional right by putting a diaper on your face.
But what really thing is that you got to wear a mask in public, but then you sit on Zoom and you can talk and be free of your mask. And this is the way that they're getting people trained. To not interact, but to interact over social media.
That's
no,
Brother Tommy,
my daughter took me out to dinner, and going into the restaurant, we had to have a mask on. Once we got in the restaurant and sat down at the table, you can take your mask off, and that was even with people sitting right, you know, not next to us, but, you know, the booth behind us, you know, the table behind us, table in front of us, and, you know, on the sides and everything. Where everybody's mask was then.
But what
you know, you got up, you had to put that mask back on.
Right, but the thing that happens on the plane, when the stewardess is standing there, before when you're on the plane, everybody is supposed to wear a mask on the plane. So now you're looking mm-hmm. at, if something goes wrong on the plane, then you got to pull your mask down to put the oxygen mask on to pull your mask back over you.
Oh.
Wow. That's excuse my language, that's asinine.
Yes, it is.
But that's
wow.
that's the trick in it. What you know, and they tell you to put the mask on yourself before you put it on your child. But then you got to pull the mask off of you first, and put the oxygen mask on you, and then pull the mask off the child to put the mask on that one. You know, that's going to be a challenge.
No,
yeah.
That means I'm gonna start driving. I'm not getting on that damn plane. That's
right.
How the young people say now, you're doing too much. That's
yep.
too much.
Yeah, but when is it gonna be
and
you
I know,
can't
like,
drive? You know, because they're gonna say well, they
can't. That could happen too, but it's interesting because I think each state is different. Just like okay, for Indiana, for example.
I go over there and get, I've been going over there getting my gas and everything for the past 20 years, but like even going over there to the restaurants and stuff, they wearing a mask, but they're not really tripping on enforcing it like they are in other places. You know, they weren't doing all that social distancing crap, whatever. So I think that depends on what state you're in, because New York could be doing one thing, Florida's doing another, Georgia's doing another, and it all depends.
Yeah. Right, but Dry Bones had a sister on that was living in Morocco and in France.
Right, that was Sunday.
Right, and remember what she was saying, that when she that they couldn't only come out for 1 hour a day, and they could only
that's
walk
crazy.
1 mile. And when they came out, there were tanks in the street and military guards up and down every corner.
Oh, boy.
They were ghost towns.
Wow.
And remember this, family, just like in other countries here in this country, if one state does something, all the other states will follow suit. When it becomes law in one state, every other state will pick it up.
So
it's
like
a domino
effect. I don't know, because, you know, the thing that I look at here in Georgia, I mean, these folks well, I live outside Atlanta, and I live in a rural area. These folks running around, they don't wear masks. Very few people, and the people you see with masks don't look like me.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's generally the way how it goes. Let me make this announcement. Y'all, there's like 8 minutes left in this where you'll be able to still. Well, if you want the chance to talk, you have to press 1 and have your line open, because for as long as it allows us to go, I guess we'll still be on. But if not, then we'll be cut off in 8 minutes. So. If you wish to be able to talk or even to hear what's going on, you have to press 1 to have your line open. Okay, and with that, I'm going to do a short one again from Paul Mooney, and then we can get back to the conversation on hand. So let me find the short one. Okay, here's one, him on the Oscars.
All right, well, let's get away from the book then. Let's talk about current events.
Okay, about who?
Current events.
Uh-huh, like what?
The Oscars, did you tune in?
Did I see the Oscars?
Yeah.
The Prejudice, I'm sorry, the Academy Awards? Of course I saw it. But it was predictable. I already knew it was going to be. I knew that stupid movie with Sandra Bullock was going to, you know, that movie. I have grandkids and I have kids. I don't want them to be brainwashed by white folks. That white people have to save you. That angels are white, because angels aren't white. You know, I was offended by that movie. I didn't like that movie. I walked out on it. I just wanted him to just sit on her and kill her. That would have been a great ending for me.
And Precious?
Well, Precious was a horror movie. Come on. That was The Color Purple 2. And the only reason why Oprah or those people could relate to that, because they were molested as children. No Christian could sit and write that movie and sit through that movie. It's scary. Scary, scary movie.
No. When people talk about the Oscars and black folks finally getting opportunities to win some, there's always sort of a backlash. It seems like people they want to see us at the Oscars but not winning for those kind of awards.
Well, the Oscars, it was named, Betty Davis saw it and she said, it looks like my Uncle Oscar. That's what it was named. The statue itself is, it's worshiping statues. So, you know, Hollywood's, if God doesn't destroy Hollywood, he owes Solomon and Gomorrah an apology.
So, I mean, No,
Oscars are very racist. It's been racist right from the beginning. When Hattie McDaniels won for playing Mammy, they wrote her speech. The speech said, I'm a credit to my race. That in itself is stupid.
This is one of the happiest moments of my life. And I want to thank each one of you who had a part in selecting me for one of the awards. For your kindness, it has made me feel very, very humble. And I shall always hold it as a beacon for anything that I may be able to do in the future. I sincerely hope I shall always be a credit to my race and to the motion picture industry. My heart is too full to tell you just how I feel. And may I say thank you. God bless you.
And we're too much into their white folks' awards and their what they set a standard or what they worship. We worship what they worship, you know?
Definitely.
No, I mean, if they say something is good, then we, oh, that's the best, you know? Somebody white said it was good. It has to be good. If somebody white says it's the best, it's the best.
The one night, it's the biggest television audience in the world. It's the Oscars. Where do you think that name came from? Their brother, Oscar Michelle.
When you watch movies, you may get some militancy, some so-called blackness, but overall, what you're going to get green-lighted and the gatekeepers are going to let come through are those motion pictures which perpetuate the status quo.
Okay, yeah, we had to get one last one in of him for this show that's dedicated to him. Brother Eddie, you still there?
Yes, I am. I had myself on mute to make sure I didn't have no background noise. So, yeah, I'm still here. That's for
sure. Okay, well, that was Paul Mooney on the Oscars.
And again, I never watched the Oscars in my life. Never.
You
didn't miss nothing, brother. You didn't miss a thing. So, again, for me, it's no more than a waste of time, of energy, distractions. No more.
Hey, Derek.
Yes, sir.
I think you might have watched Oscars. If you ever watched Sesame Street, you've seen Oscar the Grouch.
All right, you got me on that one.
they make all those awards for marginalized people, because rich people don't get awards. They get rewarded. They don't get awarded. They get something for what they did, not a trophy. Rewards mean you got compensated in some way. So you give black people awards, and it really doesn't mean anything unless it came from the white people to start with. You know, so it's really just it's all for show. I hate when I see even like the black people in general, and I understand the concept of creating the Soul Train Awards and the Motown Awards, but the whole principle is it's still under their system. You know, it's still dictated by them. And until we can reward ourselves, find a reward system for ourselves, not an award system, you know, give us, in today's climate, right, my son was playing Little League, and his team wasn't that great. And they had the championship game, which his team wasn't in. And then they had a big thing at Marcus Garvey Park for all those who participated, cookout. And they gave all the kids the same trophy. And I said, yo, what is this? Like, everyone gets a participation award. It's like, this is where we've come in society, man. What happened to being the best and getting the reward of being the champion? Like, forget the award.
It's like nobody gets left behind now, culture.
Yeah,
everybody gets every, you know, it's... Wow.
But we're looking at something with the awards. When the people get awards, you call them a what?
A winner.
A star. No, a star.
Pardon me?
Because most
of
them.
Oh, a star.
They're a star. Kinnett, is what you're doing is you're making people feel like you see stars in the sky. That's a human being. So how are you making a person a star? And when you start and you go back to kindergarten or into when you're in school, and the best thing you could do is bring home a piece of paper with a what? A golden star on it, because that means you're doing something great. And these are the psychological. Right. But and even the thing and looking at the symbolism of stars, you know, you got the five-pointed star, you got the six-pointed star. all of that is symbology in the sacred, in using the symbols and making people to feel that they're done something that is highly achieved. But you beam light as you know, for what you have done is through your character and the characters that people play to make them a star in doing the act.
It's just like, remember when all those roles Halle Berry played in Denzel Washington, Halle Berry got her award for basically flopping around with Billy Bob Thornton in the bed, and Denzel Washington got his award for being a dirty cop.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't give him one for Malcolm.
Right.
Nope.
And that's probably, to me, I mean, I didn't see all his movies, but I actually believe Denzel was actually Malcolm X. He played it that well.
Oh,
remember he got an Oscar for playing a slave fighting in the war too. Glory.
Oh,
that was his first
Glory.
Oscar.
Oh, see,
Glory.
I didn't see Glory.
And if you
right,
and if that,
oh, that
part,
was good,
part,
that was really good.
The part he got the Oscar for is when the white man was gonna whip him. He took his shirt off and put his hands on the tree like, shit, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll take that, you know, and, you know, the way he took that, you know, like a man. But, you know, once again, look at the mind. Look what he got the Oscar for, not for Malcolm, for playing a slave fighting for the white man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Right.
You know, yeah. But the stars now today, see, they used to have what they have. It's the apparatuses intact to create a star, not a real star, but a person, and make them bigger than the world, right? And they use the media. If you sign that contract with them, you're going to get on GQ, you're going to get on the Oprah show, you're going to get put in front of people's face, and that's going to make you a star to them. And so with social media, now you've got people becoming stars that, you know, they just let you be your own star. Have y'all ever seen this thing called OnlyFans?
No.
I just heard about it last week.
So you got all these girls, very pretty girls, who go on OnlyFans, and they get guys to put money to sign up to see them perform sexual acts or just to take a bunch of nude pictures. It's replacing the porno industry. But you got regular girls now who are stars. They got thousands of people that tune in to see them do the most nastiest stuff to somebody. And they're getting all this money because they might charge $700 a month, $1,500 a month, you know, depending on, you could talk to them and get in their Instagram so you feel like you have a personal relationship with them. It's called OnlyFans, but it's totally making people into stars that don't have any talent other than doing something that is so egregious. You know what I'm saying? And this is going to be very dangerous because I watched a show on YouTube called Fresh and Fit. It's a podcast, and it's these two brothers, and they talk to females, and they talk about dating. In the mindset of most of the women that come on their show, they have an OnlyFans. And, you know, they have an OnlyFans where they have sex with their boyfriend, you know, and while people watch. And, you know, or OnlyFans while they have sex with a girl while other people watch. It's crazy. And these girls really think that they're stars, you know, and because they got these guys and the attention they're getting. And it's like, man, this is going to be so dangerous after a generation of
right.
this. You know,
right.
it's going
because
to totally put doing. People in a mindset that they're not going to be in reality anymore. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, but what you're saying is that people are looking to validate themselves by likes, by how many followers that you get. And now they're looking at how much money I can make off of being this person, because in the real active world, we've got social distance now. You can't go and see all of this. But the thing that's happening with it, because they had a big bust on kiddie porn. Kids were taking pictures of themselves and sending it to other people. And they had to censor it, and they've been charging parents now. If your child sends new pictures, we're going to arrest you.
Man, that's horrible. Really? Oh, my goodness. That's horrible.
Right, but that's the value system that has been is slowly being respect, values, and morals and ethics are four things that's leaving our community. Because on what you're talking about on media now in this technological world, there is no values and censorship, as they want to call it.
Anything goes.
Well, that's just- Yeah. That's horrible. Mister, you have to talk up. Yeah,
yeah.
Can you speak a little bit louder?
I had the speaker on. Excuse me. I said those the women that you all were talking about are the same women that call themselves bitches, and that's supposed to be the end thing. And I told one of my sisters, I said, I never call you a bitch, and don't you call me another one. Mm-hmm. That's not militant, girl.
No, but that's true, Miss Kim. I always took that when I was coming up. When you called somebody a bee, that was fighting words. That was the first. That was the first hit. You know, even though it wasn't a physical hit, but that was the first hit.
But even with the MF word, you listen now. People using MF more than they using the F word.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the young girls I see today in the streets here in Harlem, B word is how they talk to each other. B, did you see this? Yeah, I saw that B down the street, and that B, oh, she calling me now. What's up, B? You know, and they call each other B's and H's, you know, ho-ho-ho's, you know, like, and they use it sort of, and, you know, I come
like,
from a generation where we started using nigger like that, you know, it became like such a common thing, you know, the way we would use it, because there was once a time where, you know, that was sort of fighting words, but it became like, you know, it means now to the point where you could be describing a white person and you just say, yo, that white nigger, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what? You know, but it's come to that, like it's just a descriptive word. What it does to us psychologically, calling ourselves something negative all the time, it affects you, you know.
But where did the children get programmed to it? Listening to what was played by their parents. Because if they're hearing this as a child and this is all that they're hearing on the music, and they, you know, can't sing it out in front of their parents. But once they get of age, that's the language that they're going to communicate with each other, because that's the language that was communicated to them when they were growing up.
Hell, the parents now are playing the toppy music in front of their kids in the cars.
That's what I'm sharing. Yeah. And so now when the kids get out there and they're outside playing and talking with each other, what are they going to use? The language they hear in the media.
Let me tell you when it got dangerous for me, right? I was a freshman in high school, and NWA was a big group. You know, it just got to the point where they started using nigga a lot in the music. And I'm on a football team, and we had this little dude that played football with us, a white boy. And me and him got into an argument, and he called me nigga. So next thing you know, I had him up against the locker, and the coach came running in and grabs me, and, you know, a couple of other guys grabbed me. And like, what you fighting for? So I said, he called me a nigger. And he said, no, I didn't. I was just singing an NWA song. And I said, oh, shit. Like, now, he called me a nigger, but that was his excuse. And, you know, they went with it. Like, he was just singing a song. Why are you so mad? I mean, this is the music. And And it was like, man, look how they're using this now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I go to get a little older, and I go to my first hip-hop concert. You know, I get all fly. You know, there's going to be girls here. And we standing online. We like, where are the black people at? You know what I'm saying? Get up in the concert, and we like the only black people. And I said, wow, like, this really ain't out. We push this culture, but this ain't our shit. They run this, you know. And even when I've gone to concerts where they had black people and white people, the white people buy the tour jackets, the T-shirts, the everything. Like, we just go to enjoy the concert. So I realized, like, how dangerous, you know, the music made that word nigga. When this white boy used that against me, like, you know, he got away with calling me a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But what you saw, and the thing that happens is why they had put censorship on CDs is because the suburban kids were listening to the music, and their parents got an outrage of listening to what we sang. Their children was playing it. I got a dude across the street. He drives a little Mustang, and he got speakers in. You can hear him a half a mile before he gets here, and he be booming nothing but rap.
Boy. Kim, when you did concerts, was it more black than white, or white, black? What was the sales like?
It depends who the promoter was. But with the Motown reviews, when they did the first Motown review, I think they said they were separated. But when I was on the Motown review, it was all basically, I should. But